is key, not just for us, but the entire world. Because if this republic falls, the entire world falls to the UN and the globalists and their hellish plan to literally take everything you've got, including your children, away from you. And whether it's Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates or Yuval Noah Harari, they represent the globalist ruling class of the planet who say the future is not human. Well, we got news for them. The future is not globalist. The future is human.
The lies they spread about Alex, they've tried to take him out more than they've tried to take any of us out. But let me tell you what it is. What they'll never say is that Alex Jones has spent 30 years being the loudest voice for freedom, for liberty, and for anti-war that this world has seen. He stood against them, and that's why they're against him. Well, they have tried to burn him to the ground, but he won't stop fighting.
Let's launch Team Humanity! Children, the answer to their 1984 anti-human dehumanization world is humanity coming together and celebrating freedom that God gave us and saying no. The answer to 1984 is 1776. So I have a message to the globalists. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one. Us. They're surveilling us. They're censoring us. They're cutting off our energy, our water, our communications, our freedom. We're simply recognizing it and saying we're not going to roll over and die. Our God is the God of the universe that created it all, and your little God, Satan, is a loser. Because there is a global, worldwide, political realignment against the New World Order. The New World Order is a couple thousand arrogant people led by King Charles, who sits around and talks about how he wants to depopulate people, and so did his father, Prince Philip. And I'm telling them right now, we are not rolling over and dying for you inbred globalists. You will not divide and conquer us any longer. And as long as we never give up, we are invincible.
Happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health.
One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, June 20th, 2024. I come to you from the embattled InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas, as we transmit and broadcast worldwide. It's 137 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, the most important election in world history. And this happens every day before I go live. I'm like, man, the news is so incredible, I've got to hit all of this. But today, particularly, a lot of it's horrifying, a lot of it's exhilarating, a lot of it is hilarious as hell. And so I'm doing my best job today getting to all of it. Also, the major Japanese banks are dumping European Union and U.S. Treasury bonds en masse. This is a huge deal. We're going to be getting to all of that. Massive news on the open border amnesty situation and on the economy. Also, we have full rollout on mainstream TV about bug milk. Ground up bugs is your new milk because cows are bad and create methane. So you have to drink bug milk. It's not milk. It's ground up bug juice. You've got, funded by King Charles and the different globalist groups, Extinction Rebellion, no oil people, attacking Taylor Swift's aircraft. I mean, it just goes on and on. Feds building massive detention facilities in all 50 states to imprison political dissidents. That's confirmed. We've got reports and video of that. It's official. The power structure is in total panic mode. Major polls, and there's a whole spectrum of them I've got here, Gallup, you name it, have Hispanics between 50 and 63% on the high end pro-Trump. Now, at his height, because they lied back in 2016 and said he hated Hispanics, so he only got about 20% of the vote. And by the time he left office, he had about 40% support. Now it's at least 50, and most of the polls have him at 60 to 63. That is massive. I mean, Trump's got like 60% support with white voters. So Hispanics are becoming more supportive than even, quote, white people. So folks really get it. This is a major, major political realignment. So what are they going to do? You remember last year, July, August, I had a TSA manager, I'll leave it at that, that I know personally. I won't say what airport, but I've known him for a long time. They were called in and they said, by October, November, we're going to roll out the mask and restrictions again. And they tried, but they failed. Well, now it's official. From New York to Washington State, the Democrat Party operatives are recommending masks go back on for the bird flu. So they are going to roll this out. They're already killing cows and chickens and turkeys all over the country. The federal government's cutting off water supplies from Iowa to Idaho. They've cut off the energy. They've cut off the fertilizer. They are destroying the economy by design. Deadly bird flu could be worse than COVID, as officials urge to act now to save humanity. Seattle health officials suggest return to COVID precautions, including mask travel. Same thing in New York. Meanwhile, human fertility threats, sperm health sharply declined since COVID rollout. avian bird flu suddenly becomes cow flu as dairy farms begin culling animals to destroy the domestic food supply. It's a fake PCR test. The cows are totally healthy. They set it on high. Comes back. It's got bird flu. Kill it, kill it. Same thing in Australia, same thing in Europe. Oh, right on time where they've been trying to kill the cows and shut down the farms regardless. So we're going to be getting to all of that today. And, you know, I don't cover this as much as I should because it's just such a known fact, but the public's just not waking up to it. Every major musician in pop music and hip-hop, almost everyone, comes out with satanic videos worshiping the devil now. And even Justin Timberlake has done it with a blood-spewing succubus, an Eyes Wide Shut party in demonic video. That's coming up. We've got the economic news. Student loan relief contributing to 27% jump in projected federal budget deficit, CBO. Oh, you mean giving free stuff away even to a small percentage of people that have student loans to dangle it in front of everybody else? That's going to make us collapse? I don't know about you folks, but when the IRS has come after me or my family before, they sure as hell don't care. Oh, but everybody else gets stuff free. Wall Street now admits that all new jobs in past year went to illegal aliens. Elon Musk, of course, last week responded to my statement with Tucker Carlson that he needs to beef up security. He said, Alex is right. I'm going to beef security. He officially announced it at a shareholder meeting yesterday and talked about all the psychos that are coming to try to kill him. That video is coming up as well. And that's just some of what we're going to be breaking down here today. We've got a lot of election news. What does he know? Dem Representative Clyburn claims Biden's quiet constituency will save him on election day. They don't show up at the polls, but they are dead people and folks that have moved out of districts. So I agree. The quiet, as in a graveyard, as in crickets, is their ace in the hole. But first, more and more every day, for years, I'll send the crew clips and funny things I want to cover, and I never play the funny stuff, very rarely. And people like the funny stuff, and so do I. We deserve a little fun. It also points out that every major civil or criminal operation against Trump, even when he was fakely convicted, fraudulently, wrongfully convicted in New York, blows up in their face. Now they're trying to push the idea that he's down in the polls. That's not true. They put out some push polls, fake polls, where he's down a few points, try to create the illusion that everybody's turning against Trump. So, this is Marlon Wayans as a show on The Daily Show, a piece. And I don't really watch The Daily Show anymore. It used to be funny over a decade ago. It's not been funny in a long time. But this is actually funny, where he grills Nathan Wade, the boyfriend and prosecutor of Trump in Georgia, with Fannie. I saw a clip last week. I sent it to the crew, but we never played it. Of her going, find it again, guys. Which is like, I'm sick of people making fun of my Fannie like it's about my butt, misrepresenting my butt. I mean, you just cannot make up how tone-deaf these people are. But everybody, even in establishment media now, knows these investigations aren't hunting. These dogs don't hunt. And so even on The Daily Show, that's total Democratic propaganda, they are making a joke out of this because it's a sick joke on all of us. So here is Nathan Wade, who got caught lying and got caught with all that money his girlfriend Fannie was giving him. Here he is, just completely melting down. And again, why are they dumb enough to put this guy out on TV? Here it is.
So let me ask you, when old girl was like, hey, babe, you want to be in charge of this prosecution of the president of the United States who did this insurrection? Did you think, like, this could get messy? Or you was like, nah, I'll be all right.
We did not have that type of relationship
right.
at the outset, and we were interviewing other people for the position.
What position was it?
It was only it was the position of which special position? Prosecutor.
Did that position look like this? Or did that position look like this?
So no.
After Wade resigned as special prosecutor, Trump's law dogs still tried to use their relationship to get the case thrown out. They compelled his ass to testify and grilled this hard.
Did you go to a cabin with Miss Willis ever?
But the homie had answers.
Ever?
Ever.
Thank you.
booking a cabin?
I book lots of cabins.
My question is, when you booking all these cabins?
So.
How many district attorneys you be smashing in cabins?
Zero.
Is it Airbnb or Vrbo? Where you be getting all these cabins from? That's what my people want to know.
Where do I get them?
All right.
Where you be getting all these cabins at? Oh, my goodness. The craziest part is Fannie Willis, when she got elected, she said, I promise to never date or any of my staff date anybody at the office when she was doing that. Can't give him a job. But, you know, we make jokes about this. It's not funny. It's illegal. Now, let me play something else that's not funny. Oh, and I forgot to mention the really big news we're about to hit. Something else that's not funny is, in the last 2 years, all of the major top 15 or so processed food producers, the TV dinners, the breaded chicken, Tyson chicken, I mean, all of them, breaded fried chicken fried steaks you buy at the store, they've changed the label. There's just a code now on the back of the box, and they put, quote, insect flour. They always call fake meat meat. It's not meat. And it's the same thing with this. It's not flour. It's bug protein. It's bug chitin. Very toxic, very bad for you, very cancerous in all the studies. Causes all sorts of bone cancer, stomach cancer, you name it. And so now they're calling it bug milk. And if you're a radio listener, you're blessed because you don't have to look at this. It's a bunch of mealworms in a giant bucket dumped into a grinder that turns them into a bug shake. It's gray slime, including the feces that are inside the digestive tract of the bug. So you're eating it all. It looks like something will come out of the end of your butt if you had diarrhea. I mean, I'm sorry to be gross, but that's the joke on us. They had all the Hollywood stars come out and push all this last few years while they try to shut down all the traditional good farming of good quality food. So the joke's on us. Here they are pushing bug milk, making it as gross as they can to just train you to accept ugliness and low standards. Here it is.
Intomilk is a dairy alternative that we make from black soldier fly larvae. We take the insects and we process it into a dairy alternative.
By the way, hit pause and back it up. I'm sorry, there's another video where they grind up mealworms. I'm sorry, this is fly larva, maggots. Look up what fly larva is. I'm sorry, it's grosser than I said. It's maggot milk. So, and Bill Gates is involved with these companies. Bill Gates wants you to drink maggot milk. That's our headline. Here it is. Here's your maggot milk.
Intomilk is a dairy alternative that we make from black soldier fly larvae. We take the insects and we process it into a dairy alternative that forms a rich and creamy liquid which looks and acts just like dairy. Intomilk is very rich in protein, fat, calcium, iron and zinc, which is really good for you. And it's got a very creamy mouthfeel. The world needs alternatives to survive. Insects are vital for the future of food because they require very little land. They don't damage the environment like livestock. They don't produce greenhouse gases. And they meet the demand for ice cream. The world is going to struggle to produce enough food for the growing population. And I find insects a very viable option. Can you believe it's made from insects? Hi, I'm Mia Besser. I live in Cape Town. And I make dairy alternatives from insects.
Oh, it's rich and creamy. And then they're feeding the black people the maggots. You can't make this up. Oh, yeah, here's another one. Cockroach milk. A promising superfood or nothing but hype. Well, you heard her, didn't you? I mean, you did hear her. She just said that we're going to get rid of the cows. It's the alternative. As they're shutting them down, And then they just say, well, that's the way it is. It's all done on purpose, ladies and gentlemen. And who's buying up most of the farmland in the U.S.? Bill Gates, to then close it and not let it produce food. They've already shut off about a third of the fertilizer worldwide. Do you have any idea what this is going to do? Now, I mentioned a bunch of the news coming up, and I'm going to drill into more of it now. But, you know, I customarily like to mention some of what's coming up today. But I forgot this, and I'd heard they were planning this a while back, but I guess it snuck up on me. It's now official. Congress is doing it. You talk about treason. You know that roughly 60% of the land in the United States is owned by state governments and or the federal government. And out west, some states are 80-plus percent federal. You'll drive for 2 hours, you'll even see a gas station. Well, Wall Street, think BlackRock, think Monopoly, is about to take over all of the public land in the United States, including the local fisheries, all the places you go, duck hunting, you name it, and they're going to kick you off of it. They're going to call it a carbon sink and make you buy carbon credits against it. I remember like 15 years ago reading a New York Times article that just had it hidden in plain view. Oh, in a Central African country, this tribe that had been there for thousands of years didn't want to leave, but they needed to clear off the land with no humans on it so they could do a lithium mine next to it. But it was going to be the carbon offset is, oh, we set this land, you know, human free so we can totally dig a huge hole over here. And then later they move into that area. So everybody knows that Nature Conservancy, Sierra Club have run around for 50 years or more and gotten so many wealthy people, so many rich people to give their land when they die to make it a nature preserve. People did it. And then when you forget about it or you're dead, they turn around and they build condos on it. Well, it's the same thing. When you read about this and you read the legislation, you read about it, it says, oh, it's to save the earth from humans. But all that Nature Conservancy land and Audubon Trust and the rest of it is being sold as well to BlackRock, and now BlackRock's going to build on it, but they're going to own it. So, see, they got you to give up land in the name of, oh, it being a national park or it being a state park, and it's all bye-bye. And it's not just this federal operation. They're doing it all over the country. What state has the most private land? You do know, right? Texas. Texas only has some state parks and stuff and a national park down in Big Bend. And that's great. You know, Teddy Roosevelt had a great idea. But now it's being taken away from us. Such a huge. I mean, quite frankly, I could spend 2 hours just on this. I mean, it's insane. You should go to Infowars.com, read the article about it. It's linked to some other bigger articles on it that link to all the documents. Wall Street to list America's protected public lands, including national parks and wildlife refuges, on NASDAQ starting November 17th. It's done. It went through. It's not privatization. It's robbery. Unless it's stopped, and let's face it, what are the odds of that happening? United States government is planning to pass a rule November 17, 2024. It's just a rule. See, these agencies are regulatory outside of Congress to allow Wall Street to assume total control because Congress already gave them the power. Regulatory to do this in the Department of Interior and all the rest of it. To allow Wall Street to assume total control over America's public land, waters, and other natural resources, just like we're a third world country. Each NAC will hold a management authority over the land, writes Elizabeth Nicholson, for Welcome to Absurdistan. When we are issued carbon allowances, owners of said lands will be able to claim tax deductions and will be able to sell carbon allowances to businesses and families and townships. So it's the carbon sink. When Bill Gates goes, well, I'm allowed to fly on planes. You can't because I have carbon offsets. The farms I bought that nothing's going to be on now. The money masters get their way. The following will soon be owned and controlled by the globalists. National parks, national wildlife refuges, wilderness areas. That's the really big areas. They're going to block them off and lock them up. Areas of critical environmental concern, conservation areas of private federal lands, endangered species, critical habitat, conservation reserve programs, even the National Nature Conservancy, the largest conservation organization in the United States, is up for grabs. Its 501c3 holds $6 billion worth of land on its books, land that was taken using your money. Yeah, they usually get taxpayer money to force the sale that's given to them. Taxpayer-funded government and grants and donations and transfer to the TNC to do as it wishes. Yeah, back in the 80s and 90s, most of the land around Austin, beautiful canyons, beautiful hills, they went and forced the farmers and ranchers to sell it, eminent domain, gave it to the SOS Consortium. It's all part of the same group. And then now what have they done? They've turned around and built on it. Like in Kauai, there were big cattle ranches that go back over 150 years. They would force them into a carbon offset, have them agree to put it into a trust, and now government and corporations come in and take the trust, and they're going to build luxury mansions on it. Even the Nature Conservancy, the largest conservation organization in the United States, is up for grabs. This 501c3 holds $6 billion worth of land on its books, land that was taken using your money, i.e. taxpayer-funded government grants and donations, and transferred to the TNC to do with it as it wishes. If the rule passes, America's conserved lands and parks will be moved onto the balance sheets of the richest people in the world, and it goes on from there. You can actually go read the reports for yourself. Another big report here. Wall Street planned theft of America's lands and waters. Vanguard, BlackRock, they all run it. This while the whole world turns against their projects. Kind of a big deal. In fact, she's a great writer on this with great links. Let's get Elizabeth Nicholson, Elizabeth Nicholson Substack on, because she's got all the links here. And I know this stuff forwards and backwards. I don't say that to brag. I'm saying I know what she knows what she's talking about, because I've written books on the subject, interviewed most of the top experts, and read the government documents, and made my first film, America Destroyed by Design, that's free online, by the way, on this subject. Made it in 1996, released it in 1997. Been around a while. And I predict it all in the 2-hour film, because it wasn't a prediction. I spend, they're taking this land now, they're making the national parks and all this UN biospheres that regulatorily gives them control when the country has a national debt of a certain point that it's handed to the private central banks. How'd I know? They've done it in third world countries everywhere else. In places like Burma, they would just designate people's land, tribal land, as a carbon sink and just come in with machine guns and murder 4,000 people. The British government did. Look it up. That's just one little smidgel. So they've already done this in countries that don't have guns, countries where people don't have rights. So they've done it all over the place, and it's like watching a cannibal eat your neighbor. He knows he's coming to your house next. All right, I want to shift gears now into the federal budget, into the election, into the polls, into so much more here today. And then we have a big, big, big special guest, Billy Carson, joining us in the third hour. Really looking forward to this. Please follow me on X at Real Alex Jones.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks, because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure Water Filtration Systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all Gravity Fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure Water Filtration Systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now, I'm going to get more into the cutting off the energy, the cutting off the food, while they're doing it, obviously, for total control. But if you look at innovation, one of Bill Gates interviews and read some of his books, he talks about it. He says you hit a wall in innovation. But if you make innovation actually the de-evolution of things and make people buy into a dystopia and you control the dystopia, then that's the way you can knock out competition by banning things that work and things that are good and building a new structure that you own and control that's dystopic. So it's counterintuitive for a normal person that wants to see civilization and society succeed for yourselves and your children and the future together as humanity. That's really what they're doing. And they're telling you humans are bad. They're telling you we're bad for the earth. They're telling you that you shouldn't have a life force and that you shouldn't stand up for yourself because you are inherently bad. It's simple. How do you get people to love their servitude? How do you get people to bow down to oppression? Well, that's what they're doing. And it's really that simple. And when we understand they're coming at us from a very evil position and just start rejecting everything they do, we start turning the world around. And all over the U.S. and all over Europe and all over Australia and all over the place, all of these globalist carbon taxes and power grabs are being reversed. So the New World Order is in trouble because what they're selling is swimming upstream against progress. So I've got a whole stack of polls here. Again, Trump is getting between 40 and 63%, depending on the poll. Most polls are about 50. So they all vary. But that is double what he was getting just a few years ago. This is very, very exciting. And the establishment doesn't know what to do. Examining Donald Trump's support among Latinos in light of new poll. Trump is getting with Latinos because he delivered the American dream. Trump favorably among Latinos rising as Biden falls. That's the Hill. Trump polls better than ever with black Hispanic voters. Washington Post. Trump's crushing Biden among Hispanics in Texas, poll finds, in tectonic shift from 2020. Trump leads in five key states as young and non-white voters express discontent with Biden. But here's another big poll CBS News did, CNN reports on it, where depending on the demographic they talk to of age, 62, the number is, it's like 62 and change, they rounded it up to 63, to 38% of Latinos in favor of deportations of illegal migrants. Well, anybody can know there's billions of people who want to come here. They come here and get all this free stuff. We're all going to collapse. I mean, just a small percentage of the student loans being forgiven has upped the debt in the CBO 27%. That's CNN reporting. I mean, student loan relief contributing to 27% jump in projected federal budget deficit. Congressional Budget Office reports. So Trump is surging. And remember, this is CBS whitewashing it. This is CBS soft peddling it. The numbers are way worse for the system. Trump is 20 points, 25 points ahead nationwide, depending on the poll. Battlegrounds, at least 10 to 13. You can't steal that. Don't have enough dead people's names in Zuckerberg's database. He spent 400 something million on 4 years ago to steal the election. So here's a quick clip from CNN.
Yeah, I mean, look at this change in the vote, all right? This is the polls at this point among Hispanic voters nationally. You know, at this point in 2020, Joe Biden had a very clear advantage, right? 59%, 32%, that's a 27-point lead. Look at this tremendous shift. Oh, my goodness gracious. Now to 2024, Biden's dropped by 8 points, 51%. Trump is up 12 points to 44%, and you have what was a 27-point margin has been shrunk to 7. That margin has been shrunk by 20 points now versus this point 4 years ago. So it's no wonder that Donald Trump thinks he can play for the Hispanic vote, and it's no wonder that Joe Biden thinks he has to defend against Trump's advances.
So there is a total and complete political realignment happening, not just a landslide. All right, I want to get into the other federal news and border news and election news, but I've got two extremely exciting announcements to make. It's been sold out for a while. It's when we have it in stock, our number one bestseller. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs that do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements, and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. That's a crap iodine. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table, not radioactive. It means it's on the atomic table. It is pure, and it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Five-star review. or call toll free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And we also have the summer kickoff super sale. I think summer officially begins today. Or is it tomorrow? But the super sale, 40% off on ultimate fish oil, highest grade, on the nitric boost, on the body's ultimate turmeric formula, on the Ultra 12, on the Brain Force Ultra. It's all available right now. And like, here's the deal. I'm not going to belabor this, but will bare minimum be open 3 more months? And I'm not going to give strategy or inside baseball out, but the other side already knows this, so I might as well tell you. The court-appointed guy that came in here, when the judge didn't shut us down Friday when Democrats asked for that, and said, tell me again why we're shutting this down, as the plaintiffs are asking, when it's an extremely successful company. So there's a good chance InfoWars will continue on. I just won't be the owner. But the difference is, if there's a deal for the new owner, keep it going, that's great, but you don't control one thing I say. That's the rule, and there's a good chance we continue on. But I'll tell you this, if there's not money at InfoWars, it won't matter because we'll shut down. And here's the catch-22. There's a lot of money coming in now. We've gone from being right on the edge of the red to in the black substantively. Instead of a tenth of a tank, we've got like a 20th of a tank because people are like, whoa, we better support. So here's the problem. We're almost sold out of everything. We got a big shipment of X2 in. We're about to get a shipment of Vital Mineral Fusion in. Nothing else is ordered. We got T-shirts, books, films. In the interim, if we do get a buyer or somebody to come in, we're going to have to bring on a bunch of sponsors in the interim to get the products reordered to survive. So it's a paradox. It's a catch-22. This place was intentionally, in my view, run in the ground by the guy that hated me and wanted to fire me and wanted to shut this down. That's all admitted in court. So he didn't order more products in the future. He didn't do any of that stuff. I think it's overwhelmingly clear the plan was to shut this place down. 2 + 2 = 4. So we're in a very precarious situation, but I know this. You order the products now, in the next 3 months, you get them. We got a very respected trustee now in my personal bankruptcy, which means they're over this company that I own. And so I'm going to try to work with them and do all of that, even though it's not monetarily helps me. I don't care about that. I care about this operation. They have a big Atlantic Monthly article about Alex Jones lost everything and still won. I didn't lose anything. You think I care about a farm, 100-something acres outside Austin, middle of nowhere? Think I care about something like that? No. I care about the truth and justice. So I didn't have all this money they claimed, and the stuff they took. In Texas, you've got your basic house and a car. That's all I need. I don't care. They took nothing from me. Alex Jones lost nothing and still won. Because that stuff means nothing to me. The Atlantic Monthly is owned by Steve Jobs' widow. She's the most frequent visitor at Epstein Island. Best friends with Ghislaine Maxwell. She's a monster. And it is an honor and a pleasure to have the Epstein Island alumni hating my guts. But they also lie in the article and say that Jones also said Parkland shooting in Florida was fake. Never said that. That's defamation. And I'm going to have my lawyers send them a letter to retract, or I'm going to sue them. Haven't made that phone call yet. When I get off air today, I'm making it. I'm saying, you sent them a letter, we're suing them. They say a bunch of stuff. It's over. We're getting ready to sue the FBI and the CIA when they're all on record saying they're running the operation against us. And Congress is involved. The Senate is looked. We're giving them documents. So you think we're rolling over to your crap? You think it's a one-way street when you do all this? All you Justice Department people, you'll see. So that's where we are. Yeah, there's the owner of Atlantic Monthly, Steve Jobs' wife, with old Ghislaine. So they're all compromised, they're all controlled, and they're liars. But I'm digressing. I want to hit news now. InfoWarsStore.com, X2 back in stock. Up to 40% off on the products, and we got some combo deals. We get a better deal when you order multiple bottles of this, and it could be your last chance to get all these products. I'd say 50% chance. And people keep saying, man, this saga, this soap opera goes on and on. That's how our fight works. When you're watching a heavyweight boxing match or any, and they're evenly, paired, it's a good fight. I mean, it's like a football game. It's a great game. It goes into overtime. I mean, people thought I made it up. They tried to close the doors and kick me out and all that. And that's in the news. Be like, whoa, it's true? Of course it's true. course, I didn't make that up. Are you kidding? And so now I'm like, okay, well, you know, 2 weeks ago, I'm like, looks like we're going to be shut down imminently. And we took the art off the walls and I moved, you know, my favorite couch I've been sleeping on for 15 years out of my office. Now when I'm going to take a nap, it's not there. I love like 20 minute naps. It's gone. So I just put a jacket on the floor and sleep on the carpet, but I want to move that couch back in there. I want to hang our art back up on the walls. I want to stay here. I don't want to go somewhere else, build a new studio, do all that. But that's the situation and the position we're in. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the products, get the books, get the films, the t-shirts. And even the court is like, why are you going to close this? Because the law doesn't say you close down a successful operation just because plaintiffs want that and say on CNN, we don't want money, we want him silenced. And the judges are like, well, I don't think we're going to do that. But who knows what's going to happen? That's where we're at. So that's a little update there. And then separately, very exciting, when I thought that the InfoWars was going to be shut down a few weeks ago, I called my dad up and I said, well, they've kicked all your products out of the store that you developed, you designed, you built. You've already got your own shopping cart. I said, you should probably get your TurboForce out of Denver, only 5,000 canisters left, and bring them to DrJonesNaturals.com. And he did, and they came in last week, and it went on sale today. 43% off is the number they came up with. 43% off on 10-hour clean energy turbo force at DrJonesNaturals.com. And then who knows, we'll ever reorder it. It's the best seller, but he's wanting to retire. So it's just important to support him in the interim. He's under attack. And we've also got 57% off on high quality 30 parts per million colloidal silver bullet. My dad's operating like it's a clearance sale. My mom's sick of him at 75 working and going through all this, but it's all there. You want to support our sponsor that's supporting this operation, go to DrJonesNaturals.com. There's the Next Level Foundational Energy. There's all the nano silver products. There is so much more. But now Turbo Force exclusively is available at DrJonesNaturals.com. But again, I had to get the stuff out of the building. My dad had to get his stuff out of the warehouse. Because it was, you know, we're not rolling dice here thinking the judge was going to block the request to close the doors. So, and they already tried to close them without a court order, which really pissed the judge off. I mean, this is crazy town. And the people that are so desperate to shut us down, who knows what they'll pull next? I have no idea. Green fiber capsules, you know, that's not a cool name, but it's an amazing product. Concentrated essence of sprouting seeds. Like wheatgrass and a bunch of others that are just so good for your whole body. They have compound combinations of minerals and vitamins that you're not going to find anywhere else. It's the way vitamins and minerals get delivered that's so important. So good for your gut, so good for regularity, so good for your immune system, so good for your whole body. Fiber caps, green fibers, capsules are also discounted at DrJonesNaturals.com. All right, I'm done plugging. I thank you all very respectfully for your support. Let's now shift gears back into all of this news that we've got. I'm not pausing because I have lack of news. I'm saying, you know, used to, I've been on air 30 years. It's all about 10 years ago. I would line up the stacks because I don't like having to be on a laptop or something because stories get changed. They get taken down or computers go down or internet gets slow. So I print everything. But I used to have the stacks all in a row. And then I would just neurotically go through each stack in order. But then the stacks got bigger and bigger, so there was no way to do that. But then it becomes this thing where, okay, my gosh, that's an 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. I've covered four stacks, barely, and I've got all those other stacks. So a lot of these I'm covering next hour. That's what I'm thinking about here. Let's do this because it's really important. I'm not going to air the whole thing because it's like 8 minutes long, but it's Alex Jones goes to the scene of the crime. And this is in Michigan, in Detroit, where they stole the election in 2020. TPUSA Action had their event with myself and Trump and J.D. Vance and Jack Posobiec there. And it was amazing to be there. 4 years after, or a little less than 4 years after they stole the election. The full report's at X on Alex Jones, Van.video, and Infowars.com, but here's part of it.
And forgive me for asking you this, but this postmark issue is so confusing. So I mailed my ballot. It's going to arrive now Wednesday, but it's been postmarked maybe today. But you may not get it till Wednesday. What happens to that ballot?
All the Republican challengers out of this room.
I had called my manager over to a specific tabulating machine. I showed him a number on it, which was close to 500. It should never go over 50. I said, we have a severe problem here.
Tons of Trump vote ballots were being removed from envelopes, and ladies rolled their eyes and put back in envelopes. That's my notes.
He said, Melissa, I don't want to hear that we have a problem. He said, we are here to assist with IT. We are not here to run their election.
One of the most egregious aspects of what happened in the city of Detroit at the AV County Board was the utter lack of respect for chain of custody. Not just physical chain of custody, but as we were discussing before, electronic chain of custody as well.
As soon as I began, I was severely obstructed by five different persons such that I can no longer continue my legal responsibility as a poll challenger.
This is inside the TCF Center. Now, the local media said that this never happened.
I was there at approximately 3 to 3:30 a.m., and I saw the huge dump of ballots that were delivered to the counting hall. I noticed that the city of Detroit clerk's office was their emblem on the white van that showed up with the ballots.
It will not count. Ballots have to be received by 8 p.m. on election day in that local jurisdiction in order to count.
Nobody knew where these ballots had been. They say had to be turned in at 8 p.m. They showed up at approximately 3:30 a.m. So seven and a half hours is a long time for these ballots to be kind of in limbo, not with anyone knowing where they are.
They were cheating. It was apparent he knew. It was apparent that he was in on it. And when he caught on to me knowing that he was in on it, he just wanted nothing to do with me.
There's a lead car, an escort car that comes in. He adds something to the people inside, and then this van drives in. We tweeted about it, and that's when we lost our Twitter account, by the way.
We are in the very center, the TCF Center, where almost 4 years ago in the dead of night, they stole the election, not just from our amazing president, but from us. And we say, we are turning this whole country red. We're restoring the republic, and we're bringing down the New World Order. Stole the election from the American people right here in this room.
From what I saw, there was not one ballot that showed up from at least 10:30 to the 3:30 a.m. when roughly there were, I counted over 50 different boxes of ballots that showed up all at once at 3:30 a.m.
The white vans were right here. I'm having flashbacks how they stole it from the American people. They didn't just steal it from Trump, they stole it from us.
This is like between midnight and 3:45 a.m., which is when this truck pulled up in the back with about an estimated 38,000 ballots from 61 mail bins got dropped off in the middle of the night.
I was there at approximately 3 to 3:30 a.m., and I saw the huge dump of ballots that were delivered to the counting hall.
They call them dumps, big, massive dumps. In Michigan, in Pennsylvania, all over.
That's where you get the famous FU thing where Trump's like this, it's an organic line, and then bloop, Biden wins. It's the same signature.
I estimated that it was over 50 boxes that I counted, and I estimate that up to 1,000 could have been fit in each box, large boxes. There was no chain of custody. There was no accountability. There was no transparency.
Because they were not sealed. If they were sealed, all this stuff was sealed and you verified the seal, and then when you came to another destination and you see the seal still intact, all right, that's okay.
They say it had to be turned in at 8 p.m. They showed up at approximately 3:30 a.m. So seven and a half hours is a long time for these ballots to be kind of in limbo, not with anyone knowing where they are.
Holy hell. This is where the vans were pulling in. This is where it was all happening. This is where the 2020 election was stolen. Because if Trump won just one of those states they stole, like Michigan, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, he would be the president. Right here is where they stole it. And they brought him in there in the middle of the night and added him. Here we are at the scene of the crime, 2020, dead of the night. They cover up the windows, they roll in the vans with all the ballots, and suddenly Joe Biden searches ahead. Formerly the TCF Center, they've since changed the name, like we're in 1984. And it's fitting that they're having a big Trump event here right now, turning point action. This is just amazing. We're going to win in Michigan, we're going to win in Pennsylvania, we're going to win in Georgia, we're going to win in Arizona, and it's going to be such a landslide, they're not going to stop us. We're taking America back from the New World Order.
Why is it that more people, and I know we have a couple here today, but why is it that we're not having more people come forward? I mean, it seems like if there was widespread fraud that, you know, we'd have dozens and dozens of people.
I'll tell you why. My life has been destroyed. My life has been completely destroyed because of this. I've lost family, I've lost friends, I've been threatened, my kids have been threatened, I've had to move, I've had to change my phone number, I've had to get rid of social media, nobody wants to come forward. They're getting threatened. Their lives are getting ruined. I can't even get an actual job anymore. I can't. Because Democrats like to ruin your lives. That's why.
All right. Let's,
just like they do to Trump.
Almost 4 years ago, in the dead of night, they stole the election, not just from our amazing president, but from us. And we say, we are turning this whole country red. We're restoring the republic, and we're bringing down the New World Order. There's time left on this report. It's really important. I hope you make it go viral. Alex Jones investigates the scene of the crime where the 2020 election was stolen in Michigan, declares we will take our country back. Hour number two, totally jam-packed. We're coming up in a few minutes. Please stay with us. We've got a huge guest coming up in the next hour and the hour after that. Stay with us.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order
It's Alex Jones.
Massive developments unfolding. We'll cover in the next segment on the world bond market and economic developments, not just in Japan, but other countries, as governments move away from U.S. and EU treasuries and the slide away from the dollar accelerates. We'll be talking about that coming up next segment. Then coming up in the third hour, we have Billy Carson, who's a great author, researcher, journalist, corporate business owner, an amazing guest on Joe Rogan, you name it. Will be joining us. Can't wait to talk to him. Here's just a small smattering of some of the things he's been saying recently that are taking the internet by storm. That's coming up in 1 hour.
They knew back then that people would be able to have YouTube and just watch that.
Yeah.
And if that's how they did it back then, imagine how good they are at it now.
Oh, man, they're masters at neuroscience. Applying neuroscience to the general population, they are masters at it. And they know how to get into the psyche of a human being. And they know how to turn us against each other while they themselves chop it all up. Like I always say, there is no Democrat or Republican. Doesn't exist. The only thing that exists is a group of elite oligarchs that torture men, women, and children worldwide. That exists. They capitalize and monetize us, and they put their boot on our neck. But the thing that there's left wing and a right wing, I think it's the same bird.
Yeah, it's all just money.
Yeah.
It's all money. And they use social issues, whatever they are, whether it's Christianity or abortion rights or whatever it is, they just use those. It's like little moves that they put in their little game.
Yep.
And really what it's about is enriching themselves and staying in power. And the best way to stay in power is control narratives and to control influence and make people believe a very specific thing and drill it into their head. But the problem is, like, I think human beings are more awake now than ever before, and they know this game now. Yeah. At least a large number of us know this game.
It's shifting so fast.
Yeah.
It's shifting, like, incredibly fast, which is great.
How old are you, Billy?
I'll be 53 in September.
You look great.
Thanks, man.
So you and I are basically close to the same age. I'm 56. Yeah. And when we were kids, this version of the world was never discussed. You'd have to be a complete kook to think that money is why wars are started. Oh, come on. No one would ever do that.
Right.
You would be a complete kook to think that the pharmaceutical drug companies lie about their drugs. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? They can't do that. They would be arrested.
Yeah.
You'd be a kook.
Yeah.
And now, especially after the pandemic, that's how everybody feels. And watching these wars go on between Ukraine and Russia and Palestine and Israel, you're like, what the f*** is going on?
In the 21st century, this is still happening right now.
In large scale. Yeah. And people are having debate over the acceptable amount of numbers of women and children that are allowed to die in a war.
Right. It's insane. It's insanity.
It's insane.
8 billion people
are being controlled by 100 families.
Who are these families?
These are the elite oligarchs that control the planet. They literally run us. They tell us what to do, hear, see, smell, taste, touch, feel, where we can go, where we can't go. They're running us. Governments are put in place to work for the people, but they got it flipped and they got us working for them.
Right.
And telling us what they're going to do to us if we don't listen to them. That's the opposite of what it's supposed to be. The reason why the world it is today, why we have this boot on our neck, is because of us. We're the problem. They're sharks. A shark smells blood. A shark attacks.
Right.
A shark is going to be a shark. How come we as 8 billion people haven't stopped falling for these divide and conquer tactics and stopped fighting each other over the scraps and realize who the real enemy is? While we're fighting each other, they're just cutting up the pie and laughing at us. Left wing, right wing, all the same bird. There's no such thing as a Democrat or Republican. The only thing that does exist, like I say, is a group of elite oligarchs that torture men, women, and children worldwide. That exists. Democrat and Republican doesn't exist.
And then you say, well, then is Trump good? That's why they don't like him, because he's creating a beachhead in the Republican Party to actually make it be populist. So we got Billy Carson coming up in 1 hour from now. We're going to look at the economy with Dr. Kirk Elliott right now and big developments he's predicted. We come back in 60 seconds. And remember, I know the viewers and listeners of this show are really awake, but we don't do this by osmosis. You are the missionaries of the truth. You're the ones that take the live feeds, the clips, the videos, the articles, and get it past the censors. You're not just part of the fight. You're 99% of it. I'm just a little bit of this. So are my guests. But you're the whole shooting match, folks. So take this broadcast and promote it now, or roll over and die. everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
From the front lines of the information war, Alex Jones.
After we dropped my 7-year-old daughter off at summer camp this morning, and my wife and I were driving back to the house at about 8:30 in the morning, she looked at me, she said, "What are we going to do?" She said, "Clearly, everything you said is coming true. You can see it everywhere. The inflation's off the hook. All these wars. We need to get out of the city." And I'm like, "Listen, it's not safe anywhere. The safest thing is to stop this from happening, not running." And I get it. If you're not on the air and you can move to the country and get away, that's smart. Do it. Not me. I'm going down with the ship. She said, "Okay, fine." But when I get up here and I talk about this level of danger, folks, I'm not hyping it. Like 2.5 weeks ago, I said, they're trying to close the doors. They sent in feds to shut the doors. People didn't believe it. Then it came out in court. Everybody's like, "We're sorry. We didn't believe you. That's hard to believe." You're not in a normal place anymore. It's like Dorothy says to Toto, "Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore." I'm sorry that's the case. I'm not the one doing this. They want to act like it's my fault for exposing it. No. I'm trying to get people ready to deal with this. So I don't know. I said it'd be bird flu. Now they're officially rolling that out, and cyber attacks and expanded war, and NATO announced 2 days ago, "Hey, we're going to put F-16s in other countries so Russia can't bomb them, like Poland, and we're going to bomb Russia with NATO pilots and NATO planes." Folks, that is full World War III. So Thursday Live, deep state Dems panic, and 63% of Hispanics support Trump in new poll. Stunned globalists roll out bird flu in response. And they got a lot of other tricks up their sleeve, but the bubble is coming to an end. And they need to get you scared to accept the central bank digital currencies and the unified ledger where they control and track it, own everything you've got, and they're the, quote, stewards of it. If it's like you're a, you know, brain-damaged child or something, and you don't have your rights, and somebody's your guardian. It's not like that. That's what this is. So look, deadly bird flu, CNN, AP, Reuters, could be worse than COVID as officials urge act now to save humanity. See this? All these different jurisdictions. Seattle health officials suggest return to COVID precautions, including mass travel. They're already killing cows and chickens all over the United States. It's going down, folks. So I wish we weren't in this situation, but at least we've been awake to it for a long time and warned people, so we've got a fighting chance. Imagine how bad it would be if people weren't wise to this, and more are wise every day. So Dr. Kirk Elliott was not planning to be on the show today, but he's very busy. I called and begged him to come on, because he's the top silver broker in the country, like the second or third largest gold broker, because he has the best prices and best quality. And yeah, I'm plugging. You should go to him. You should call. You should get gold and silver right now. But that's not why I had him on. Just last week, and after he's on today, we're going to go find the clips from last week where he predicted runs on treasuries, more regional bank failures as key indicators, he said, in the next few months. We're going to take those clips last week with the date and then put it with this interview today, because yesterday, one of the largest Japanese banking systems pulls the plug on global financial system and dumps $63 billion in 1 day and says they're going to sell more of U.S. and EU treasuries, not Russian, not Chinese. So that signals what we saw last week. They tried to spin. Oh, well, Saudi Arabia didn't really end their deal with the West, but they are moving away from the dollar. No, it was true. And they've said that. So as much as I hate the Federal Reserve, the private Federal Reserve, we are all dependent on our reserve currency status because the whole world accepts our money. We export most of our inflation. If you think the inflation is bad, basically double prices the last 3.5 years, we can see that in a week once the dollar fails. I mean, how would amount double prices in 1 week? You think that's a joke? In Germany, you'd pay for your dinner up front during the inflation because it'd be, you know, 10 million Deutschmarks at the start and it'd be 20 million an hour later. Wheelbarrows of money. Type that into Google, to the image, to buy a loaf of bread. Same thing in Zimbabwe. Same thing happened in Africa. This is going on. I don't think it'll be that bad. But if it's 1/10 of that, it is devastation, unless you're in gold and silver and farmland and the Second Amendment and raw resources and food. And everybody that bought food in the last 3 or 4 years when I told you food prices would double, boy, don't you feel good when that storable food lasts over a decade, because you can raw resell that for double the price. So I'm literally selling ice cones, snow cones, ice water in hell here. And I just want to get people positioned for what's going on. So you've only got about 20 minutes. I want to bring Dr. Kirk Elliott on this subject and others, but it looks to me, I don't think it looks, it is, like things have moved into a whole nother level. You're an economist and also, of course, head of the great organization, Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold. So people know that we sent you, so it supports what you're doing, what he's doing, what we're doing. So go to KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900, and then you can do a free consultation. No sales when you sell back. Nobody else does that of any size. The best place to get gold and silver. But Kirk Elliott, this is a big deal, Doc.
Alex, this is massive. And so your viewers aren't going to be surprised, right, at what we're about to go over, because we've already talked about bank failures. But when we were talking about the bank failures 2 weeks ago when I was on the show, because the FDIC had listed 63 banks that have gone into reverse repo agreements with the Fed, meaning they needed an injection of capital, right? You don't need an injection of capital unless you're going to fail. Well, what just happened yesterday is you texted me. It's like, Kirk, look at this. I'm looking, it's like, yeah, this is like the biggest news of a long time. So Japan, who's been kind of skating, not really getting away from it, but getting by with it. They've been under the hood, falling apart because they've kept interest rates low while the rest of the world has been increasing interest rates. Now, why do they do that? Because Japan has so much debt that if they started raise rates even just a little bit, it would destroy that economy. But it got to the point where, oh my word, they started raising rates about a month or two ago. And because they have to, the inflationary pressures in Japan are so insane. But now what's happened is the contagion of the bank failures has moved away from the Western banks in the United States and Europe into Japan. So this one, this Norinchukin, I think is the name of the bank, when you said that the headline, they pulled the plug on global financial system with 63 billion treasuries, not just American, but European. That to me is pretty significant.
Yeah. Why didn't they sell Russian or Chinese?
Well, exactly. So since the beginning of time, Alex, and you're an amazing historian as well, Japan has basically hated China. I mean, they don't like each other as people groups and as countries, but they're not selling Chinese bonds, right? Here's where there's this move towards this gravity towards strength. And the rest of the world is now starting to see the BRICS nations as this huge traded bloc, political, economic, military superpower. And people want to be on a winning team, right? I hate to say it that America is not on a winning team because I'm an American, but we're not because of bad public policy. So what China has done with Russia and the coalition of all the Middle Eastern countries taking away the petrodollar, everything else, I say, we've got this winning team. So when Japan needs to raise capital, $63 billion worth of treasuries that they sold, only American, only European, because they're not going to sell what in their minds, this is my opinion, they believe the winning team, everything is moving towards Asia. Everything is moving towards Shanghai and this BRICS nation. So let's put this into perspective. Okay. So,
well, for those that don't know, 63 billion leveraged is trillion. So this is a, if it was 5 billion, it'd be a big deal.
It is because When you have this leveraged derivatives debt, derivatives are generally leveraged about 20 to 1. So if there's derivatives debt exposure here, which undoubtedly there is, and there's a lot of counterparty risk associated with it, this is a massive number at $63 billion because this bank is the fifth largest bank in Japan, $840 billion in assets. Billion. So what does that do? That puts us in line. I'm getting some weird feedback. One sec.
Yeah. Sorry. I hear somebody else popping on your line. That's not us, is it?
That was us. So I don't know what that was. That was us playing in the background twice. But so what's happened is that kind of derivatives debt exposure would destroy Japan, not just a bank, but it would destroy Japan. So what they're doing is they're selling all this. It turns out to be 10 trillion yen. It's like, oh my word, that's a lot of yen, right? But they have massive amounts of unrealized losses in that bank.
Zombie losses. So,
losses that's on paper, but ultimately those need to be fulfilled. Those losses ultimately have to be paid up when the mortgages are due. When like here in America, we have adjustable rate mortgages. A lot of them are coming due because in America, we have, Alex, $500 billion of unrealized losses on banks' balance sheets. So what happens with the unrealized losses on this bank in Japan's balance sheets? They know that D-Day is coming. They know that they have to pay it off. So they're starting to liquidate assets right now. And which ones are they liquidating? The ones that they think are going to come down, the European and U.S. Treasuries.
That's right. You always dump what you think is the most risky before everybody else does it. Because you don't want to do it when there's a race for the exits because it'll have no value.
Oh, absolutely. This is why China doesn't dump all the U.S. Treasuries all at once. Because they still own about $1 trillion.
Well, that's what you said last week. They're slowly dumping them, though.
Slowly dumping them.
And then what do they buy? Silver and gold instead.
Correct. Now, the one that didn't slowly get rid of U.S. treasuries is Russia. They dumped all of them a couple of years ago, just gone. They don't own any more U.S. treasuries in Russia. China doesn't have that luxury of selling everything at once because they still have about $1 trillion worth. If they were to do that, the U.S. treasuries would tank. They wouldn't get anything out of it, and they don't want to shoot themselves in the foot. So they're systematically getting rid of U.S. treasuries, as is the rest of the world now. Another systematic way that they do that is you eliminate the petrodollar, no built-in demand for our currency. That gives them time to get rid of that because what
happened? And that was the Saudi move last week, which was a real move, but the media spun it that it wasn't.
Correct. I mean, I don't know why the media, I don't know why people believe mainstream media on that subject. When Saudi Arabia says this is what we did, we're not taking U.S. dollars. We're actually going to take the yuan in exchange for it. So, oh yeah, of course they are. It's the China, they're now BRICS country. Saudi Arabia is now part of BRICS. So, of
so would you say Saudi Arabia even more than Russia tipped the dominoes down in this direction?
100%. See, when Russia basically, when Putin said last week, right after on the 12th of June, see the Saudi deal was on the 9th of June. On the 12th of June, Putin said, we're not going to have any more U.S. dollars exchanged in Russia. When you put that into perspective, there's more $100 bills in Russia than there is in America.
And as you said, Russia didn't mind. Putin knew short term he would hurt Russia, but he made the calculus to hurt the West. He still did it.
He still did it. So this is the loose cannon that he is. He's willing to hurt his own people just to get rid of the U.S. dollar. How crazy of an ideology is that, right? This is how big of an idea this is for the BRICS nations. They want the U.S. dollar gone in a bad way because they want what we had. They want to be the world's reserve currency. Now, with that kind of momentum behind the BRICS nations, of course, Japan is not going to sell the treasuries of any of the BRICS nations. They're not. They sold ours. And so the reason they did it is because they have basically all this unrealized losses in that bank. America banks have $500 billion, a little more than that, $500 billion in unrealized losses, which means when they come due, they're going to be at a loss. We've got bank failures, 2.0, 3.0 coming our way.
Well, that was my next question. I know nobody can call the exact time of this, but we played the club of the FDIC last year board meeting saying we're going to bail in, we're going to create a unified ledger, grab everybody's bank account, take part of it, but we don't want to tell the public that, though they're saying it in a public hearing.
I mean, to me, Alex, some of that is the arrogance, right? You've been part of meetings recently where people are saying stuff out of just complete arrogance, and it's going to bite them in the end, right, when it becomes public. I don't think they realized that this was necessarily being recorded and was going to become public because they were laughing in that FDIC meeting. They were laughing. It's like, oh, the American public actually still has trust in the banks more than we do. It's like, what in the world, right? So these are the bankers that don't trust their own policies, and they knew that they were underwater, right? So you look at what's happening with their – now, you have to add to this mix, Alex, that as big as this, the Japanese bank sell-off of U.S. treasuries and European treasuries is – we've got another looming issue on the horizon, and that's Social Security, right? And we talked about this about 4 to 6 weeks ago, how when governments run out of money, they start to do crazy things. And just like what happened in France, when France decided, a socialist country, people pay higher taxes in socialist countries to get benefits for retirement. You know, that's supposedly the benefit of socialism. The government will take care of you. And the government's never going to take care of you. That's a lie, right? They want everybody equally poor in communist and socialist countries. But when France raised the retirement age, everybody freaked out. It's like, what? We've been paying into the system our whole lives. We demand our benefits. And now you're telling us that we have to keep working for a few more years. There was riots. There was blood in the streets.
And by the way, it's not like it's 10, 15% like it is here. I was reading the French put in like 40% for the Social Security. They're like 80% tax. So imagine you put in 40% of your paycheck and they say, you ain't getting it until you're 70-something now.
Yeah. I mean, imagine what's going to happen in America, much larger country, if they start to austerity measures here. So Congress now, they must be listening to you and I speak, right? Because they decided, hey, we better put together a committee because Social Security is going to run out. It's like, okay, whenever you hear the word committee and Congress in the same sentence, you know that that's code for we're not going to get anything done, right? But so they're meeting because the numbers have now come out and they're talking about it. And they said by the year 2033, so that's 9 years from now, Social Security funds are going to default and they're going to have to only be able to pay out 79% of retirement benefits, which means if you're getting $1,000 a month in Social Security right now, you're going to get $790, right? They can't. That's an austerity.
Absolutely. So we're almost out of time. You had limited time. I don't think this takes 9 years to unfold. They're already grabbing the national parks to sell them off. I mean, this is all moving very quickly. That's why they want their new central ledger, central bank digital currency that they can blame a crisis on and bring in as a savior. Regardless, people need to get silver. That's underperformed, but it's now overperforming. It has the greatest growth, obviously. And gold, they need to get it, and you're the place to get it. You're a great sponsor. People need to call, get a free consultation, and they need to get into silver and gold right now, or they're crazy. Tell people in the few minutes we have left about some of the great services you've got.
So we can do IRAs, we can do non-IRAs, and when we talk about silver and gold, I'm not talking about paper, Alex. I'm not talking about mutual funds, ETFs, mining shares. We're talking about physical silver that you would take delivery of or that's stored. Like in an IRA, you would store it, right? So 100-ounce bars of silver, 10-ounce bars, 1-ounce rounds. On gold, it would be gold bars or kilo bars, but we're focusing on silver because of some major issues, right? So the commitment of traders just came out 2 days ago. COMEX, the available silver for everybody in the world that's using it for manufacturing, there's 297 million ounces of physical silver available in the world. The number of short positions, 826 million. It's 2.7 times the available supply. That's ripe for a short squeeze. So this is why we're allocating into silver. Fundamentally, technically, everything's looking at it. So
and China is doing a short squeeze right now.
Yeah. I mean, they are. They're telling every one of their citizens to buy silver because they know that that will put the Western banks that have all these short positions out of business. I mean, China's playing this game real smartly. So we can too, right? How do you do that? If you own the physical commodity that goes into short, when they have to provide delivery of it and you own it, you get to sell into that strength.
Yeah, nothing's perfect in this world except a relationship with God, but the smartest move, hands down, if I'm promoting it, is silver right now.
Hands down. When you've got that kind of leverage on short selling from HSBC and Chase and Bank of America, there.
But it's
China
not just that. What's silver up the last few years?
Well, silver's up $1.20 today. It's up like almost 4% just today. But in the last 3.5 years, silver's gone from $11.91 to $31 an ounce. It's well over 140% in that time frame. That's not a lifetime of growth. That's in the last 3.5 years. That's averaging about 30% a year. That's incredible. In a time when the foundation
nothing else has performed like that.
Nothing has. I mean, I take that back. Nvidia has, some cryptocurrency has, but they could go away overnight.
But what's going to happen is when the general public figures this out, obviously silver's way suppressed. What are we talking, $100 silver?
Oh, I think easily, actually, because when you have manufacturers that need it to finish a final good, and there might be only an ounce or 2 ounces of silver in like an LCD TV, and Sony needs it, they don't care what price they pay because they're going to pass it on to the consumer. It's a cost of good, right? So you look at that and it's like, you see economists now that are thinking $600 to $2,400 on silver. My brain doesn't go that far, but I'd be very happy with $75 to $150.
No, I feel very safe conservatively saying gut level, I think silver's $100 the next year.
I do too. I think, boy, as we go into this election cycle, which is going to be the weirdest in the history of America, there's going to be turbulence, turmoil, chaos, uncertainty. Those are the actions that cause gold and silver to go up as a flight for quality. We need to just take advantage of those trends. Look, Alex, we can't change those trends.
That's right, but if it just follows inflation, it'll be $100. We're not even talking about a big dividend. Everything else you're going to lose on, this is where you win. I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's why I'm literally pushing it hard. The hard sell is people are crazy if they don't do this. They should go there right now. You're a great sponsor. You're helping us do all this. It's total win-win. You're not just the best place to get it. You're also somebody funding Liberty, not just my show, hundreds of shows. Doing an incredible job. Dr. Kirk Elliott, KEPM.com/gold, KEPM.com/gold. Make sure you go there because we get the support when you go there at /gold. And call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900. 1 minute left, Kirk. Final comments.
You know, don't be afraid of these markets. Don't be, because if you allocate into strength, that's going to actually start to melt away your fear and anxiety. There will be banks that fail. We're going to see this bank in Japan probably start to have capitalization issues as they have to liquidate everything. You're going to see other banks. We just had Flow Bank in Switzerland have to go into receivership from the Swiss government. So it's starting to spread, just like we talked about, Alex. Starting to spread. So call us, get allocated into strength, into safety. Like you said earlier, get away from that unified ledger and that complete control of your bank accounts, which happens with digital assets, and go into strength with a tangible asset that's not digital.
Well, it's easy for me to promote something that's doing 30%+ a year and all the evidence shows going straight up. I mean, I don't see any way it doesn't go up in this environment. I'm not saying it's 100%, but in my brain it is. Dr. Elliott, thank you so much. God bless you. KEPM.com/gold. We'll be right back with more news.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now. All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place and cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, one thing's for sure, we're not living there in boring
times.
Big
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, major changes, ladies and gentlemen, are upon us now. The whole old globalist order is coming to an end. They've got something even nastier and more horrible lined up for us. We've got to understand it, have an alternate plan, and resist their plan. Know their plan, resist it, and have an alternate plan or plans. And I'd like to get us onto the point of an alternate plan, which we try to talk about a lot here. I think Elon Musk is trying to go down one of those, at least at one level. I'm not saying he's perfect, but he talks about an alternate plan and, you know, all the rest of us. So we can't just oppose their plan. We got an alternate plan. So here's some really important headlines that have a huge guest joining us coming up. You do not want to miss Billy Carson in the third hour. What does he know? Dem Rep Clyburn claims Biden's quiet constituency will save him on Election Day. You mean all the dead people you got voting? I guess they are pretty quiet. He goes on to say, don't worry, Biden's going to win a landslide. Doesn't matter what all the numbers show, because they know they've got the dead people and folks that have moved out of district that are in the database. They can just go have illegals and others vote for in their name. Meanwhile, Germany moves closer to banning AfD, which is now the largest majority party in Germany, but it's a parliamentary system, so they're still outnumbered by the other parties. So what does the German government do? Well, you got double the votes we got in the last election 2 weeks ago. We'll just ban you. Yeah. And by the way, AfD is like milquetoast conservative. I mean, like, I'm not a super hardcore right winger compared to some people, as you know. I'm more of a populist Christian. Not more of, that's what I am. But my politics are more lined up with what we call right wing. Those are just terms. But, I mean, AfD is like kind of Ron Paulish. So they want to ban it. I don't think anyone is safe. Joy Behar, Rachel Maddow, fret Trump will target them, take them off the air in second term. All the left's done is criminally target people and censor people and admit that's what they want. And they turn around and say, you're going to do it to us. No, we just want to take the country back and have prosperity and move on and just take you out of power. And you just run around, you know, with your chicken, like a chicken with its head cut off. You got to love this. Not a deep fake Biden glitch is bad again. She's not calling it, the press secretary, a deep fake. She's calling it a cheap fake. So I say that's Biden's new name. Joe Cheap Fake Biden. Big Tech Coalition partners with WEF, pushes global digital safety standards and world ID. So is the U.S. Surgeon General. So is the UN. They want to censor you. They want to control you. This is all rolling out. Spain, new bill targets pseudo-media and press freedom crackdown. Yep, they want to ban alternative media because it's so much more popular. Trudeau government commits $110 million to fund DEI projects. Diversity, equity, inclusion projects. Consultants looking for racism. Oh, did kids ride over a gay flag on the street? Spray painted? Well, you rode over the thing. You're going to go to jail. But burn our flag all day. Reports, Vatican planning to enforce final ban of traditional Latin mass on July 16th. Yeah, everything traditional is being banned. I mentioned this, here it is. Surgeon General advocates for digital ID to combat online misinformation and protect the youth. Oh, with the poison shots you give them? The woke movement is actually the corporate enslavement. The culture war is a fight to stop it. Yeah, everybody supporting the establishment acts like they're rebels. They are minions of the system. Meanwhile, there's a new quasi-project Veritas-style video out. Quasi-project, fitting words now. A quasi-leftist Project Veritas knockoff, where they have undercover video of Stone at Mar-a-Lago saying everything he says here on the air. They're going to try to steal it again. Stuff like that. Just shows how incredibly pathetic the globalists are. But since I mentioned Maddow, talking about, oh, they're going to arrest all of us, though they're all over the news calling for my arrest and Trump's arrest and the rest of it, here she is.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because there's been a lot of talk about Trump seeking retribution if he gets into office. Yeah. For his legal troubles, for his personal troubles, for his hair, whatever. he always has somebody to blame, you know? So you said recently that you thought that you, as an outspoken critic, could be a target yourself. Some people think that sounds overdramatic, but I'm right there with you. I think that he is so vindictive yeah. that he will go after, however he has to, through the IRS, maybe, or even, through sponsors to get us off the air, maybe, or you.
Yeah.
How seriously should we be taking that?
Well, so I was asked, am I worried about me? And my answer was, I'm worried about all of us. I'm no more worried about me than I am worried about everybody in the
right.
country. I think it's bad to have somebody saying, give me as much power as you can in this country so I can use it to go after other Americans so I can use it to go after these subhuman internal enemies and I'll destroy them.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not a good system for anybody. And I don't think anybody's safe if that's the sort of basis on which he wants to get more power.
Well, remember when Nixon...
So they had to do this to us so we wouldn't do it to them. That's called starting a fight, Maddow. And you're a tough guy yourself. You know that as a man. So let's shift into what's happening at the border. Wall Street admits that all new jobs in past year went to illegal aliens. American citizen killed in crash caused by 16-time deported suspect driving big rig. 16 times. Illegal alien arrested in New York City after raping 13-year-old girl at knife point in broad daylight. Nearly 80,000 DACA, that's under Obama, recipients admitted to the U.S. in first 5 years of program had arrest records, including rape, arson, you name it. Big report. German police responding to birthday party group chanting foreigners out are surprised by what they found. It was a bunch of illegal aliens at a party by a river playing the top German song. But they arrest you and put you in jail for years if they catch you with the song. Boy, that sounds like a free country. Top German politicians demand maximum penalty for young people singing foreigners out in viral video. Boy, that's... Oh, the right wing's going to arrest the left wing. What is the left wing doing all over the world? Now, there's a lot of fantasies about civil war in America. And the social engineers want to bill an attempted race war they've been trying to start, going back to Trayvon Martin and George Floyd and the rest of it, taking a few sad stories and acting like it's some big master plan. You got Jesse Smollett, you know, staging attacks on himself, literally thousands of false flags the left has staged, arrest every day where they get caught doing it. It's well known this is happening. But I posted on X yesterday a map that went viral, and I'll show you an overhead shot of it. And it shows the United States broken up into four regions, the West, the Midwest, the Northeast, and the South. And folks asked that posted it, if we split the U.S. and went to war, who would win? I'll give you the answer in just a moment, in my view. But here's a larger shot of the map. And, of course, the lines aren't really exactly drawn. But let's just take this fantasy at face value and look at that and then talk about real world. The South has more industry than the North and the Northeast and the Midwest together now, including the West, but has more than both those combined. So it has the energy production, it has the industrial production, it has the ocean, and it has a warlike population. Anybody that studies the military knows about 70% of the military actual warfighters come from these states. Now, in a real world, it's not going to be Texas and Florida and Alabama and Georgia and Oklahoma and Arkansas and Louisiana and the rest of it against these states. You're going to have small cities that are globalist controlled that go along with it. But you're going to have all of these people instantly join, if this was a real fight, the South. You're going to have almost all the Midwest except for Detroit and Minneapolis and Chicago join. And you're going to have most of the people in Pennsylvania and rural areas join as well. So if you actually put up a map, because they usually put the maps up according to states, like you'll see a whole bunch of red states and a few blue states. But those blue states are the most populous, but it's actually the cities. If you go to an actual blue and red map, go to an actual county-by-county map of Republican versus Democrat. Type in U.S. map, county-by-county, U.S. map, county-by-county, blue versus red. You'll see it's just little blue spots like a herpes infection or the black plague or whatever you want to call it. You know, some type of thing that's happening. I don't mean black people there. I'm just talking about thinking of a disease that creates spots. The black plague does. So does herpes. So does smallpox, chickenpox, whatever. So you see those chickenpox things on there. Yeah, there it is. So this idea that it's regions against each other is not true. you would instantly have 80% of the country geographically and 60%+ of the populations regardless joining that. But if we were dumb enough to fight each other over whether we're from the Northeast or the Midwest or the West or the South, then the South would win. Doesn't matter how much fake money New York City's got. None of that has value and we don't accept it. But that's not where this is really going. Instead, you have the UN and the globalists through BlackRock taking over almost all the federal lands, and 80% of the West is federal. So BlackRock just got this. BlackRock's got, land-wise, about 30% of the South, about 50% of the Midwest, about 30%, this is rough numbers, of that. So BlackRock's the enemy. It's already got most of the land, the private Federal Reserve. That's why they're announcing now they're taking over the national parks, going to charge you massive amounts of money, put carbon taxes on it, run a big scam there. So these models of us fighting with each other, when we had the North versus the South, the North had four times the industrial base of the South and three times the population and could barely win. But it was a stupid war, manipulated by British intelligence, is dumb. Northerners and Southerners don't want to fight with each other. Midwesterners and Southerners don't want to fight with each other. Midwesterners and Southerners don't want to fight with the West. We have little smallpox pimples that are the cities the left controls, and they want to be liberated. But the globalists want to not have the civil war along the lines of North versus South this time, but black versus white. Okay, whites are about 50%, most of them old and dying. They'll soon be about 30%. Blacks are 13%. Why would we fight with each other? That's just stupid. BlackRock's attacking us all. BlackRock's dissolving our border. BlackRock is devaluing our dollar and causing inflation. We have a common enemy. So people got crazy in the Post, like, oh, yeah, the Midwest has got the food, blah, blah. Well, the mountains, you don't know how to be in the snow. We'll kill you, Southerners. And the North's like, we got the money. We'll kick you in the South's ass. Come on, folks. I knew when I posted it, I would see stuff like this. You got to read the comments. And I did that to cause a debate about this, to say, we're not each other's enemy if we're black or white. We're not each other's enemy if we live in Texas versus New York City or Seattle versus Chicago or Los Angeles versus Albuquerque or Miami versus Houston. The maps don't matter. What matters is ideology and what you stand for now. And if we just identify the New World Order and their globalist operations and what they're doing and come together around ideology and ideas, around real Christianity, not some church-controlled thing, but God versus the devil and free market versus communism and low-cost energy that will bring down inflation. We have energy. Energy's, money's just a symbol of energy. So when you cut off fertilizer and gas and oil and fuel and food, that makes there be higher costs because there's scarcity. And I'm just stating economic facts here. So let me tell you who wins in a fight between the South and the North and the Midwest and the West. You know who wins this? Not the people. Nobody that's dumb enough to be in this fight that the South would win, technically. Nobody. Because everybody's moving from the Northeast and the West and from the Northern Midwest here. Not because we're perfect, but because we haven't gotten all the communist ideologies fully in place yet. Oh, we're sinking fast. Don't worry. We're just the best house in a bad neighborhood. Let's not start celebrating the South saying it's got everything together. It don't. But yeah, this would win. But the globalists would win in that fight. It's a stupid fight. It's not going to happen. The New World Order wins when we kill each other. The New World Order wins when we fight with each other. The New World Order uses the great game, Balkanization, divide and conquer. We have to become aware of this, whether it's male versus female or black versus white or this or that. All that is, we got real beefs. There's real issues. Nobody's perfect. Everybody's done stuff to each other. I get it. But on a scale of what have white people done to me? What have black people done to me? What it doesn't even register. compared to BlackRock and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the UN and the lockdowns and the New World Order and what they did to all our kids and the poison shots they tried to give us all. Oh, but they sure said, we're holding back for the black people. We love you so much, we want you to take it first. And there's all this talk about corporate media loves black people and, oh, they're so liberal. That's because they want to keep you close because you're their enemy. Keep your friends close, your enemies closer. So the leftist globalists that really, for whatever reason, got a big hard-on to kill black people because they've gotten away with so much against them, it's just like their favorite thing. And the Clintons caught shipping tens of thousands of little kidnapped kids out of Haiti. That all came out. I mean, they got some weird thing about black people. And if you want to know who's killing you, if you want to know about the New World Order, I don't care what color you are, you better get it straight. Like Louis Farrakhan said, he said, I don't care if you're black or white, do not take the shot before it even came out. He said, it will sterilize you, it will give you cancer, it will kill you. And what did it do? Exactly what Louis Farrakhan said. So Louis Farrakhan tells black people don't take the shot, but all those paid black activists that are pushing Black Lives Matter and division, they're the ones, though, that said you need to roll your sleeve up and take the shot because we really care about you. Do you think these globalists want to kill black people are going to hire a white person to push it on them? No, because you're going to listen to them. But you're going to listen to a black face, at least some of you are. So let's stop killing each other. Let's stop acting like a bunch of assholes. Excuse my French. Delay that. Had a lot of complaints from stations about profanity. The delays had a problem a few weeks ago. Plus, we got so many clips, it's hard to catch it all. The callers call in. The Democrats are cussing on every station. They don't get in trouble. But we're conservatives. That's how we're seen. I'm a populist Christian. And so our stations get in trouble when that happens. So I got to be really careful. No more cussing. Got to be really careful about that. I promise the stations. Some of them are 50,000 waters. They're great. I said, I promise I'll clean my act up. And I mean if I do it. Now, sometimes the whole world's falling down around you. It's good to have a good, you know, cuss word. I mean, I got a big vocabulary, but sometimes I just want to say, you want me to censor myself? You'll cut my money off? You know, Elon Musk said on national TV, it was okay when he said it. He said, go F yourself. I mean, sometimes it's kind of an F word. You know, when we learn they killed 35 million of us with shots, I want to say F you, but I get it. How about I'm going to beat you? I'm going to get you. We're going to stop you. We're going to wake people up because I'm going to say it again. Doesn't matter what color you are, the New World Order is gunning for you. So I go back to this map. Who wins in a civil war in America? The New World Order. The idea that we even decide because of where we live in this country what side we're on is stupid. Okay, I'm from the, quote, South. Like it's a football team or something. Oh, well, and when I said on there, I said the South would win. The South, it has the highest industrial base, the most energy, and a warlike population. That doesn't mean I agree with that happening. It wasn't like, oh, we're tougher in the South. We'd beat you. We'd all beat each other. We'd all be losers. It'd be like having a gun battle with your neighbor for no reason. Well, I got more guns. I think I'll beat my neighbor. Having the gun battle is stupid. So this is what racism is in a nutshell. And I'm not even talking about, I'm not blaming the person that put this out. I'm just saying it's stupid. It's off of what region you live in the country or what color you are. So now you're not decide who's winning. The globalists are trying to make us all eat bugs. The globalists are putting poison in the shots. The globalists are dissolving our borders. The globalists are at war with us, and we should not be thinking about things in an idea of where we come from in the country, but the fact that as a nation, because we have a unified Bill of Rights and Constitution that threatens the New World Order, they want to discredit the country and have us all descend into a civil war that we have got to stop. Overhead shot. Whether you're in the West, the Midwest, the Northeast, or the South, the globalists are taking over your infrastructure, your dollar, your land, your children, your body, and cutting off the Keystone Pipeline that goes all the way up to Canada, and cutting off the other pipeline that comes through Michigan, and cutting off the oil drilling. They're literally cutting our power off, and we have to stop thinking about what region we live in and realize we're all being completely and absolutely screwed by the New World Order. All right, I've got some other news I want to hit. And I also want to just point out again, we have a huge guest coming up, Billy Carson, that I'm really looking forward to in the next hour. But you can't really overstate this. In fact, get the Stoltenberg clip ready. They had a day two days ago. That when all else fails, as Gerald Celente says, they take you to war. And so I saw him weeks ago saying we're going to put F-16s, that's the NATO, in Poland and surrounding countries. We're going to bomb Russia out of there so they can't blow the planes up when they're on the ground. And Russia just said, when you attack us from another country, we'll just blow it up there. I mean, we're that close, folks. This is crazy. It's so crazy. I can't believe I pinch myself. Like, this is a dream sometimes. Like, when I read this stuff or see a clip of Stoltenberg, I'm like, that's not real. That can't be real. But World War I was real. World War II was real. Korea, Vietnam. All this craziness is real. And then, of course, right on time, okay, bird flu is going to kill everybody. We got to kill all the cows and kill all the chickens and collapse the economy and take shots and have new lockdowns, blah, 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 because they're panicked. Because 63% of Hispanics are going to vote for Trump. They're crapping their britches because America was better than they thought. We were smarter than they thought. We saw through them. I bet on humanity. I just can't help think you're stupid. I just cannot help but believe you're a winner. I don't care if you're black, Hispanic, old, young, white. I don't care. I care about your brain, though. If you're some dumb commie devil worshiper, I don't care if you're white or black. I hate you equally. And I cannot help but bet on you. I believe in you. I know you're like me. And I know a lot of you have been distracted. You've been diverted. You're working hard. But once you turn your mind to figuring this out, you're going to figure it out. And we're going to beat these people. Getting chills right now. The danger is so great, ladies and gentlemen. So here's Stoltenberg. You can read his full statement. Yeah, we're going to put the planes in other countries and attack Russia. Folks, he knows that's immediate full war. So we're inches away from immediate full war with one of the most powerful nuclear powers. They say the most powerful. The U.S. hides their weapons, just so you know. The U.S. is the king daddy. But does it matter at that point? It's like Russia shoots us with 20 bullets and we shoot them with 50. There ain't nothing left. Here it is.
F-16s. Of course, it will create a future NATO, Ukrainian Air Force that will be NATO interoperable. NATO planes, NATO pilots, NATO trained pilots, and NATO procedures.
That's World War III. All right, we're going to break with our special guest. Please remember, DrJonesNaturals.com is the sole place now. It's in stock now to get Turbo Force, the amazing best-selling 10-hour clean energy, drjonesnaturals.com. Next level foundational energy is a great combo. It isn't a stimulant, but it has a stimulant effect by cleaning out the cells. It's next level. Next level foundational energy, Turbo Force. Turbo Force is 43% off. Highest quality colloidal silver is 57% off. $12. It's going to sell fast. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. Get amazing products to support the broadcast. I want to thank you all for your support. Go now to drjonesnaturals.com where Turbo Force is exclusively available.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup than these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
For us, but the entire world, because if this republic falls, the entire world falls to the UN and the globalists and their hellish plan to literally take everything you've got, including your children, away from you. And whether it's Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates or Yuval Noah Harari, they represent the globalist ruling class of the planet who say the future is not human. Well, we got news for them. The future is not globalist! The future is human.
The lies they spread about Alex, they've tried to take him out more than they've tried to take any of us out. But let me tell you what it is. What they'll never say is that Alex Jones has spent 30 years being the loudest voice for freedom, for liberty, and for anti-war that this world has seen. He stood against them, and that's why they're against him. Well, they have tried to burn him to the ground, but he won't stop fighting.
Let's launch Team Humanity! Children, the answer to their 1984 anti-human dehumanization world is humanity coming together and celebrating freedom that God gave us and saying no. The answer to 1984 is 1776. So I have a message to the globalists. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one. Us. They're surveilling us. They're censoring us. They're cutting off our energy, our water, our communications, our freedom. We're simply recognizing it and saying we're not going to roll over and die. Our God is the God of the universe that created it all, and your little God, Satan, is a loser. Because there is a global, worldwide political realignment against the New World Order. The New World Order is a couple thousand arrogant people led by King Charles, who sits around and talks about how he wants to depopulate people, and so did his father, Prince Philip. And I'm telling them right now, we are not rolling over and dying for you inbred globalists. You will not divide and conquer us any longer, and as long as we never give up, we are invincible.
special guest, live for the next hour in 60 seconds.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up. And they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I've known about this guy for years, and I meant to get him on, but I've seen him recently on Joe Rogan and many other big podcasts, knocking it out of the park. He's Billy Carson, and I don't normally read the full bio of a guest, but we should read his. Very interesting fellow, literally a rocket scientist. Billy Carson is the founder and CEO of Forbidden Knowledge, Inc., best-selling author of the Compendium of the Emerald Tablets, Woke Doesn't Mean Broke, and The Epic of Humanity. He's also the winner of the 2022 Stellar Citizens Award. Mr. Carson is also the founder and CEO of the Forbidden Knowledge TV, a conscious streaming TV network, the host of the Forbidden Knowledge podcast, and the co-host of Biohack, Your Best Live podcast. He's also the writer, contributor, Rolling Stone, Entrepreneur Magazine. Mr. Carson appreciates the dedication and hard work it takes to accomplish great things. Recently, Mr. Carson earned a certificate of science with emphasis on neuroscience at MIT, and has a certificate in ancient civilization from Harvard University. Among his most notable achievements, Billy is the CEO of First Class Space Agency based in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Specifically, his space agency is involved in research and development of alternative propulsion systems and zero-point energy devices. His website is the number 4, biddenknowledge.com, and find him on X at the number 4, Bidden Knowledge. And so, Billy, great job with the great work you're doing. What an epic time to be alive. We can start wherever you want, go wherever you want. I want to try to give you, you know, kind of the main focus here. I've got a lot of questions, but it's just great to have you. Where would you like to begin first? I mean, I got to ask, where are we in the world? Looks like the elite's in trouble. Humanity's waking up. There's a realignment. They're battling back against us. Do you agree with that? How would you quantify where we are? You can direct us.
Hey, thank you. First of all, it's an honor to be on your show, so thank you for having me.
It's an honor to have you.
Humanity is right now on a precipice, okay? We are literally on the edge, and we can fall to the left or we can fall to the right, meaning we can go down the path where we continue on this Rothschild, Rockefeller timeline, or we can create our own new timeline. We actually create our own reality. We realize that we are co-creators, and we've been co-creating this Rothschild and this Rockefeller timeline, which has led us to a total path of destruction and doom. But when we realize the true power is really in us, and that we have been inadvertently really creating this timeline through our silence, which became our collusion with the dark side, we can now realize, oh, we can have the power to do light. We can generate light. We can be a part of the light. We can fall to the right side, and we can actually say, look, let's come together. Let's stop this divide and conquer. Let's stop falling for this. Let's become brothers and sisters, and let's work together and organize and begin to create the world that we want to see. We understand that they're developing these technologies now, these technologies that are going to literally wipe out the majority of jobs on the planet. However, nobody's talked about removing any of the debt, removing any of the bills, removing any of the stress of life for the average day working person. And so, you know, when we come together, when we organize, we can begin to tackle these huge, huge problems long before they ever actually manifest into reality. And so this is where we are right now. We can come together, we can work together, we can organize, or we can continue to allow less than 100 families of elite oligarchs to, you know, continue to torture men, women, and children worldwide. It's really up to us. At the end of the day, we have to look in the mirror and realize that everything that's happened to us is partly because of our collusion through silence and through non-action.
Well, that's right. You just hit like five critical pillars to this right off the bat in 1 minute. And you're absolutely right. Genesis, we're made in the image of God. We're not God, but we have the power to create. The globalists have hijacked us to make us build what they want. We've given up our power. And then you explain that it's not liberal or conservative. It's not Republican, Democrat, but it is right-hand, left-hand path. And then and we're at the precipice. You just nailed it. And the globalists are afraid of us realizing who we are because they've enslaved our minds to build what they want. Elaborate on what you just said in 1 minute in the next few minutes, because that's absolutely the central point.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we have to realize, first of all, for example, the AI. Now, AI to me is a real phenomenal tool. It can really be a huge help to humanity. AI and robotics combined together. These are tools that can literally free the burden of mankind and also help in so many other areas, especially dealing with people with specific types of disabilities, whether a person is blind, deaf, has some type of a mental disability, maybe they're paralyzed, maybe they had an accident. These types of tools can really take mankind to the next level. AI has already found a few cures for several diseases, and it's already diagnosed patients for illnesses that doctors had missed. Human doctors missed them, but the AI caught them. So from that perspective, there's a lot of incredibly great things that can come out of robotics and AI technology. However, because the people of the planet aren't in full control or have no oversight as to what's going on with the development of these technologies, we're in a situation now where these technologies, first of all, are becoming weaponized. The first thing they always want to do is, how can we turn this stuff into a weapon? So we see just about a couple of months ago, they launched a jet. And this jet is autonomous. It's got AI, and they put it into a dogfight. Okay, and this thing won the dogfight. Now, that's crazy that we have Skynet active right now on this planet, just as predicted in the Terminator series. There's a Skynet. So what happens when this thing wants to go on its own mission, right, and take out its own targets based on what it decides it wants to do? And so these are some of the problems that we're facing right now, and we have to be, like, really cautious and understand that the powers that be that are controlling this level of technology are putting us at more risk. We have to say, look, man, wait a minute. We didn't authorize this. Our tax dollars didn't authorize this. At some point, we have to stop playing their game, because if we don't, we're going to be in a bad situation. Then we have doctors, nurses. These people thought their jobs, attorneys, they thought their jobs were, you know, couldn't even be touched. Those jobs are going to be touched. And then go all the way down to the average working class laborer. Those jobs are going to be swept away. In 10 years, you're going to sit down with somebody and you're going to say to them, guess what? I had the most remarkable dinner last night at a restaurant that actually served dinner with real humans. You're going to make that actual statement.
No, I totally agree. We've got to choose a pro-human future. And it's not the technology's bad. It's been Trojan horsed from the beginning. You're absolutely right. And you made that point. With all this technology, we should all be working one day a week. Instead, we're working harder than ever because it's replacing us, as you've all know, Harari and others have said. They've made the architecture of it to be weaponized and aggressive instead of empowering.
Yes, exactly. And that's the problem. I mean, when are we going to free the burden of mankind? But if we free the burden of mankind, we have to take away their bills. Take some of the military budget, which I forget the total number of, some crazy $80 billion a year number, or maybe even more than that. Reduce that by half and give that money, spread that money out.
I think it's a trillion a year now. Yeah.
Trillion. Okay. $1 trillion. Crazy. $1 trillion. Cut that into a half a trillion. Take the other half a trillion and spread it out amongst all the working class when you take away their jobs.
Well, if we use this, like you said, as a tool to empower humans, it would be great, but it's not going that direction. You've studied the globalists and their mindset. You've done a great job breaking them down. Why are they so scared of being pro-human?
Well, you know, it's all about the total power, control, and domination. if you really analyze and look what they believe in, because they've made these statements, and I'm sure you know they've made these statements, we deserve to rule over mankind. They really truthfully believe that it's their job and their right to rule over mankind, almost as if they don't see mankind as part of them. And where does that stem from? It actually goes way, way, way back into ancient texts. If you read a book called The Gods of Eden by William Bramley, you'll find some incredible texts there.
By the way, I read the book 30 years ago, read it again 5 years ago. You're dead on. So explain.
Yeah.
People say, why are the globalists so ruthless? They believe they're following a religion that goes back to the Tigris, Euphrates, that goes back to those ancient civilizations. Explain what they're doing.
Well, what they're doing is they're trying to create the future outcome that they want to see on this planet. They want to have people on the planet, but they don't want too many. If you look into the Epic of Gilgamesh, for example, you'll discover that in the Epic of Gilgamesh, Enlil, one of these Anunnaki god from the Sumerian texts, he says the human beings are becoming too populous. There's just too many of them. They're making too much noise and clamoring around and hard to control. Kill them off. Cull them. Dry out their crops so they will starve to death. Poison them.
So that's why every ancient culture starts human sacrifice and all this. And as you said, this goes back to the Sumerians 4,000 years. So this stuff that gets picked up by Plato 2,300 years ago, they didn't invent this. They say it came from aliens.
Right, exactly. All indigenous cultures around the entire planet have the same verbal handed down history, and some have already written it into text stone and cave drawings. They're saying that people from the stars came to Earth, turned mud into a kingdom, and in some way engaged mankind, like in the Book of Enoch. The first thing they do in the Book of Enoch, Azazel comes down from the heavens to Earth, and he teaches human beings how to smoke iron, how to make a steel blade that can cut a man's head off, how to make a breastplate, and how to make a shield, and how to go to war. So he taught death instantaneously. So we're talking about in some way, we got engaged by an advanced race of people. And when an advanced race of people engage a less advanced race of people, the less advanced race will deify them. These people masqueraded as gods, even though they were
not. And so you're talking about fallen angels that know we can grow into an advanced civilization. They come to sabotage us by giving us an evil twist on technology.
Exactly. Evil twist so they can direct us in the path they want us to go, to keep us fighting each other so they can continue to have.
So talk more about Gilgamesh, because I've read your book. It's fascinating. Explain this, people.
Yeah, thank you. Well, Gilgamesh, for example, is a giant. He was half human and half Anunnaki. So he was what they call a demigod in ancient times, a giant man. You can see him always holding a lion in his arms. With one arm, he's holding up a lion. He goes on this hero's journey to make a long story short.
So a lion was like a house cat. He was so big.
Yeah, exactly. Lion's like a house cat. He had a guy that went along with him, and that guy was actually a manufactured man. In other words, like a cyborg. They said that they fashioned this guy for him. He didn't come out of a womb, and he goes on this journey. Enkidu goes on a journey with him. They end up killing this technological device in the woods, and they end up meeting up with Unapishtim, or also his name is Zeezudra, right? That's also known as Noah from the biblical text. And he's seeking immortality, and Noah tells him where to go get this special plant that can allow him to live for many thousands of years. He ends up losing the plant as a snake ate it. However, he discovers the whole Noah story is inside of this text. And in that text, for example, Noah's given some instructions on how to build an ark, but not a giant boat. He's given the instructions on how to build a circular boat, or a circular craft of some type, and he's not told to get all the animals. He's told to get the animals of his local livestock, local flora and fauna. But the thing that's important about this is the destruction that was coming. It's known in this text that it was a planned destruction to eradicate mankind and to start over because...
And by the way, that's what the whole movie Prometheus is about. They admit that. It's, none of the elites are atheists. They actually believe about this whole plan.
Yes, they know all about it. They're well versed in this information, which is why it shows up in a lot of Hollywood movies all the time. This is edutainment is what they're giving us. Edutainment, but where a lot of people are too ignorant to see exactly what's going on. They're getting all this stuff from ancient text tablets. Even Star Wars came from the Terra Papers and the Enuma Elish. All that comes from ancient text.
Well, this is fascinating. Let's continue down that line because I know the globalists are obsessed with this. They know this. And they don't want us to understand it. So what are they so scared of? Talk about that. And what are they scared we're about to do? I believe it's break free from them.
Yeah. Well, of course, they don't want us to break free. In an ancient tablet writing called The Myth of Adapa, they talk about the fact that Adam, which was not the first man, but the first perfected version of a Homo sapiens sapien, they talk about the fact that they had encoded, Enki says he had encoded so much information into our bodies and in a way that it would be hidden from us until a specific time in the future. That
which is what the scientists said 96% was junk. Now they know it's not. It's all hidden.
Exactly. Exactly. And that we ourselves can rise to be higher than the Anunnaki themselves. That's in the myth of Adapa, an ancient text that's sitting in the British Museum. And so we're at the point now where we can finally realize the true power that's inside of all of us, that the divine spark that created everything in the universe is also inside of our body, and that the power is in us, that we are God and also God is in us. And that's what they don't want us to figure out, because once we figure this out, it's over for them.
Well, let's go back further then, and that's what the Bible says, we're in the image of God, we're more advanced than the angels, the devil's jealous. Did God put us here and then somebody, and then the angels came to stop it? Or if we were more advanced, we just don't know, which is clear, then what's our real story beyond those ancient Sumerian texts?
Well, it says that there was already people here. There were already people on this planet. Now, I've done walkabouts in the outback with Aboriginal elders. I've gone and talked with the Hopi tribes and the Lakota tribes of the Americas. I've sat with indigenous peoples, throughout the areas of parts of Europe. And they all have the same verbal handed down story, that they were seated on this planet. Now, when you look at the Sumerian text, you find out that when these beings got here, people were already here. If you look at the Epic of Atrahasis, in the Epic of Atrahasis, you discover that they knew people were here. They didn't engage us at that time, but when they got to the point where they didn't want to do the work themselves anymore, they decided to utilize the existing hominid that was here, which would have been our cousin, as a slave, and they genetically modified us, meaning they probably disconnected our DNA, probably made our pineal gland smaller, our third eye smaller, and in some, a lot of ways, reprogrammed us to worship them, and which is what actually happened. So we were here long before they even arrived.
And by the way, cave drawings by Neanderthals from 30,000 years ago, or African drawings from 10,000 years ago, and that's what they put in the movie Prometheus, they have cave drawings from Greece to Africa to Russia, to the Americas, of the same dog star and the same constellation with the same drawings, the same text saying we came from Sirius.
Correct. Sirius B, which is a failed star. In other words, a star ran out of fuel eventually. These beings said they came from there. And so that means they traveled light years in space, first of all, which means they had advanced technology. They were probably, 400,000 to a million years ahead of us, depending on their level. They came and they taught the Dogon tribe in Mali, Africa, everything about where they came from. There was a trinary star.
By the way, the Dogons couldn't even see that planet, but they, in their drawings, they create the stars and show the planet that's perfectly there.
Correct. And not only that, they even knew the shapes, the sizes, and the orbital time periods of all the planets in our own solar system. Which, how can they even know that thousands of years ago? Because they had no real technology. This information was given to them, according to them, by the Nomo. They called them the Nomo. And these were beings that hailed from the Sirius star system. So once again, another indigenous tribe saying, hey, people came here that look a lot like us, engaged us, gave us knowledge, wisdom, and techniques. They even taught them how to do crops and when to harvest and everything else, the Dogon. It's just incredible. The story it's everywhere. So it can't be just made up when everyone's saying the same thing.
So doesn't it seem like the guys the Dogon talked to were good, and there was a bad group came in? Because it was a good group set us up, a bad group came in, what do we know?
It's a combination. You had good groups come in, then you had bad groups that had good groups that had bad people in them. So, for example, in the Anunnaki pantheon of the people who built the Atlantean civilization, when they came in, there were some that was good and some that were evil. So you have this yin and yang, no matter where you go, I guess, good.
Well, just like it is today.
Exactly. Facts.
Well, keep going. It's fascinating. Keep going.
Yeah. So these people came in. So, for example, Enlil had a brother named Enki. No, Ea Enki, who actually the earth is named after Enki, Ea for earth, the first part of earth, and Enki means earth in ancient Sumerian. That's where earth is actually named after this Sumerian god named Enki. His brother was Enlil. Now, Enki was nice, loved humans, even married a human, and took a lot of flack for that, and banned from going back to his home planet. And then you have Enlil, who thought humans were just nothing but animals and they could be culled and killed off whenever they felt. And unfortunately, his mindset was the mindset that took over.
And we see those two mind steps today. It's still those two mindsets. Yes.
Correct. Still here today. Nothing's changed. The only thing that's changed is we have grown technologically, but now it's time for us to grow consciously and really understand what happened in the past so we can create a better future for ourselves.
From the text you read, though, there's a master controller over it all.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There's a master controller. Now, this they had this other entity named Anu, A-N-U. He was considered to be the head of the pantheon. The original pantheon is not from Greece. The original pantheon is from Sumeria. The Greeks took the pantheon and changed their names to Greek names, but they're really the original pantheon. And this guy, Anu, was unfortunately not the greatest person. He was approved of the bombings, approved of the drying out of crops, approved of killing people, approved of the slavery and everything else. And you know, he just wasn't a good guy. And unfortunately, that's the mindset that took over. Now, the others that were about five good people that were really fighting for mankind, including Thoth, the Atlantean priest king, called himself an Atlantean priest king. He ruled over the land of ancient Kemet, which is now Egypt, for 16,000 years, according to the Egyptians, not according to Billy Carson. And this guy brought wisdom, knowledge. The word thought came out of his name. He brought chemistry and alchemy out of the land of Kemet, which later became Egypt in the dynastic era. But so you see, you had this good and evil fighting each other. And that the evidence of a lot of these fights is in the book of Deuteronomy in the Bible. In the book of Deuteronomy, what you're reading when you read these battles, you're reading gods ruling over people, lowercase g gods, not the creator of the universe, sending people to go fight people in another area that they don't even know to take over resources and goods and also take over people. And there's this battle back and forth between these relatives that were ruling over us back in that time.
And they were clearly setting the paradigm for now.
Yes, setting the paradigm. Even inflation was installed in ancient times. You know, you used to go, they give you, we know this because we found the actual shekels and we also found the cuneiform stone tablets that have the IOUs on them. You would go to pick up a lamb and you'd bring a couple of bushels of wheat and then you'd get the lamb. But when the guy would say, look, there's a shortage of lambs. I'm going to give you half lamb. Here's an IOU for another half. You come back the next week because of some kind of Passover or whatever celebration. I only can give you a quarter this week. So your IOU is only worth a quarter. You know, so all of a sudden we have inflation showing up 6,000 years ago and it's the same exact system. They installed the bicameral Congress all the way back then. The same exact system we're in today. Left wing, right wing. It's all here. It's all there from the ancient past. Wild.
All right, Billy Carson, we got to go to break. I want to come back then and move into the future, the current times. And I've always said the future is not old. It's eternal. Well, the battle that's about to happen, the political movements, where this is going, because it seems to me the establishment's in trouble. They know something coming they feared is about to be here. But tell us about your book, because I know it's a bestseller. I've read it. I've also read a lot of articles and, you know, things you've talked about since then. The Compendium of the Emerald Tablets. Tell us about that for 30 seconds or a minute.
Thank you. Yes, the Compendium of the Emerald Tablets is the number one bestseller years on Amazon, number one in ancient civilizations and also Egyptian history. It's about Thoth, the Atlantean priest king who ruled over the land of Kim, like I said, for 16,000 years. And it talks about advanced technology, how he came and helped rebuild ancient civilizations after the Great Flood. It's one of the oldest accounts of the evidence of the Great Flood 36,000 years ago, rebuilding the land of Kim. Meaning it was already at a high level. They came to rebuild it. He had a spaceship. He had technology like a non-lethal weapon. He taught people how to build pyramids and structures, megalithic structures, and spread them out all over the planet. And he also taught wisdom.
And that's why they're everywhere. These cultures supposedly weren't talking to each other. They built them everywhere.
Correct. Everywhere. He literally says in the text, spread out and duplicate what we did here around the planet. So the evidence of the master blueprint of the master architect is right here in the Emerald Tablet. So I had to write a book to break it all down so people can digest it and discern it.
So just like the Peace Corps sends missionaries to the Third World to help them learn to drill wells, you're saying that's what happened here.
That's exactly what happened. His father told him to go to the land of Kim and do the plan that ye know of. And the plan was to rebuild the land of Kim. And then he said, build it, I, the great pyramid, patterned after Earth's force.
Stay there.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
We take some Brain Force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The Plan to Defeat the Globalist and Launch the Second Great Renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So all humans have the divine spark of God. We can build incredible things when we have that resonance, that connection to God that inspires us. So racists and people look at Africa and they look at, you know, the Egyptians. They go, oh, black people didn't build that. But you look at the statues, they're black people. You look at Africa today, it's all in squalor. Well, that's because there's not that divine information. Europe, 2,000, 3,000 years ago, were living in huts just like the Africans. And then Christianity comes in and there's a divine idea of unity and suddenly all this great stuff happens. So whether you're Chinese or African or European, whatever it is, we can do this, but it matters what is inspiring us. And obviously, if you look at what happened with the Sumerians and you look at what happened with the Africans, that's the rebirth of civilizations we now know were destroyed. And now they're digging up in Europe and digging up in Asia and in the middle of nowhere, all over the place, huge pyramids buried. And so what's up with these pyramids and like what's really going on here on this earth? And our guest, Billy Carson, is really an expert on this, the best-selling author of the Compendium of the Emerald Tablets. What's really happening here? And then who are the globalists? Who are they working for? Why are they so anti-human?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's an amazing story that links to the modern day globalists today. Okay. So if you look at the, information coming out about the last pyramid war, it was the second pyramid war that was done by Marduk. Marduk, his name is in the Bible. His name is in the Torah. His name is in the Talmud. His name is in the Jewish American Library. Everyone knows who this guy is. And I do mean a guy, even though he was considered to be a quote unquote God in those texts. He was known as Amun-Ra to the ancient Egyptians. Now, Amun-Ra was fighting because he wanted to continue his kingship past his processional period of rule, and he started a war to keep that. Now, he was being defeated in this second battle. He had won the first one, was losing the second war, and he hid in a location inside of the Great Pyramid, according to the text. But before he left and escaped, because he did escape, he decreed the kingship and the riches and the wealth of the kingdom, the global kingdom at that time, to his Ra Kham. R-A-K-A-M. Now, Kham translates into the modern language as shield. So he gave the kingship and the riches of the world kingdom to the Ra shield, which over time evolved into Rothschilds. Okay, that's who's running a lot of these central banks on this planet till this very day. And so these globalists, like I said before, they feel like they're directly tied to these ancient peoples. And we know that Egypt had been overthrown 7 times. And during that time, these pharaohs would migrate across the Middle East up into where? Europe, where they were, of course, mating and marrying and everything else. And so you can't say, well, how can he be white? Well, Egypt had every race ruling over it at one period of time.
But by the way, black, I studied old, it. You're right. That's why they can't figure out different periods. It was like black and white and brown. And they dig up the kings. They're all different colors from time to time. Right. They can't figure it out.
Yeah, many races rule over Egypt. It wasn't all black. It wasn't all white. It wasn't all...
But it was the capital.
It was the capital. It was the capital for a long, long time, for thousands of years. Now, these people, they believe they're directly tied. Even this is why the Queen of England even had Egyptian motif all around her.
Oh, she says she owes her lineage to that.
That's what she says. Exactly. It's all connected. These people are directly connected. They believe they're part of the direct bloodline and that they have the right to rule.
And that's how they get confused, because they dig up one mummy and they're an African. The next mummy's a white person. Yeah. The next mummy's basically an Arab. They're like, well, what is this?
Right. And everybody's fighting. You know, everybody's fighting. Well, we were all black. We were all white. No, we were every race. Every race was all
white. But they were all battling over the capital.
Correct. Battling over the capital. Even Asians. There's this one temple there. You have to have a private visit. I took a group of people there last year on
my
tour.
That's right. You lead big tours to Egypt. Tell people about that.
Yeah, I lead huge tours. I mean, last year we took 140 people. We did 150 miles in the desert, taking people to all these ancient sites. And when we show up, everyone has to leave. All the tourists have to get out. And we go to private places that tourists can't get in. Places that have been sealed for 50, 60, 100 years in this one
location. That's another thing. Why are they so, the Egyptologists, so secret not showing us?
Well, because if everybody gets the knowledge as to, first of all, that it was a melting pot of many races, and that also the evidence of these advanced beings engaging mankind in some way, shape, or form influenced us to build these amazing structures. If that word gets out, they believe that they're going to lose funding, they'll lose grant money. It's all tied to the main establishment, the global establishment, which wants to keep us with blindfolds on and only seeing in one direction, and one direction only, and to keep the funding going into all these different religious cults. You know, because listen, if you discover that you are spiritual, that you can have a direct connection with God, that God is you and you are God, then you can speak to God directly. You don't need a middleman. You don't have to go pay your money at some place in certain place or cases. Then the multi-trillion-dollar industry could collapse. It doesn't negate God, because I believe that God exists. But what I think is they found a way to utilize God to put a boot on people's necks, which is totally wrong and shouldn't be done.
No, I totally agree. So who is the current ruling group then?
the current ruling group right now, unfortunately, is, you know, this, the military industrial complex working with these elite families from around the world. You know, you have the Rothschilds, the Rockefeller Foundation, which produces a lot of these viruses and so forth. They fund a lot of these projects. And then, of course, you have the other, the other 70 or 80 extremely wealthy families that are all working in collusion together, the Council for Foreign Relations and all these globalists.
I agree. So what is their end game?
Their end game is to control the amount of people on the planet, to control all of the resources, to drip drap down at more levels of advanced technology in terms of energy and resources like that in a way where they can maintain the top level of the pyramid, the apex, and other people are in the middle and a lot of people at the bottom. They don't want to see third world countries become first world countries. They control who's third, second, and first world countries. It's about keeping complete control and domination over the population, where they can go.
Sure, but technology is growing, and the globalists promise immortality. What's happening with Klaus Schwab and the UN?
Well, you know, what's happening with the immortality, this is really important now. As they have discovered now how they can lengthen our telomeres, and they discovered, first of all, that 200,000 years ago, chromosome number 2 was fused together and 2 telomere caps were put on the end.
By the way, that's what the Bible says, which you're right. It's on record. All the ancient Egyptian and other texts, the Bible's basically, Old Testament's a copy of that. I'm not saying the Bible's wrong. It's true. And it talks about how Noah was living 800 years and all these other guys. And what you're saying is that they got broken.
We got broken. When Enlil, also known as Yahweh in the biblical text, see, the Bible is a mix of information. God exists, but some of these people that were written about were not the creator of the universe that we believe in. Now, this Enlil guy.
Well, that's like when Abraham meets with Melchizedek, who they say is Christ later, who lived forever. Who was Melchizedek?
Melchizedek was Thoth, the Atlantean priest king. He claims to be able to incarnate at will on and in any plane he desires. That's the guy I wrote about in my book. And he says that...
That's why you know your stuff. That's why I brought up... So I'm going to shut up now. You got to come back for 2 hours commercial free. But you know your stuff because you know more than I do. So Melchizedek is key.
Yes. Yeah, it's key, super key. And they know that this artificial mutation took place. And they shorten our years to 120 years, which Harvard University has verified the maximum lifespan of a human being under the perfect conditions is 120 years because that's when the telomeres run out. We live less because of the poison and the toxins and everything else and the labor they put on our backs. But 120
is Melchizedek that creates the Abrahamic religions? Like they admit he created all this. Who is Melchizedek? Mm-hmm.
Melchizedek he's got many names in Egypt or in Africa, which is Egypt too, but he's known as Thoth. He's known as Jehuti. He's known as Melchizedek. He's known as, in the Mesoamerica, he's known as, Kukulkan, Quetzalcoatl, Viracocha. He's got many names. In Australia, he's known as Thothamabi in Australia. He's got many, many names. He's Odin. He's also, Mercury. So depending on where you go on the planet, he's got many, many different names over many different time periods. The guy claims to be immortal and he puts his body into what he calls rejuvenation chambers. And he says he walks amongst men, but unlike a man. So he walks amongst us. You wouldn't even know it was him at times. But he's in a body that he created, and he's transferred his mind.
That's what the ancient Greeks said, is they said the gods walk amongst us.
That's right. That's right. They call him Hermes Trismegistus in Greece. That means Hermes, three times born. So they knew that he was able to reincarnate at will as well.
Keep
Incredible
going.
Incredible story.
Explain it to us.
Ancient text.
Well, but you believe this or not, folks, the globalists are obsessed with this. Keep going.
Yeah. They're obsessed with this information because they know now in a laboratory setting how to extend the telomeres. And the point I was getting to is important is if we don't take back control of this planet with the technology that they've developed now, in terms of immortality and extending lives, they will sell us time. Eventually that's where it's going to go. If we don't take back control of this planet, they will say, oh, you want to live to 50? Well, it's going to cost you this. You want to live to 100? It's going to cost you that. You want to live to 1,000? That'll be the global elites. See? So if we want to be able to get access to this life extension technology, which exists because they did it to rats already, they extended their lifespan 3 times their normal lifespan. This is what they're really into. They're going to sell us time. So we have to get together and take back control of this planet immediately. All right. So what the information coming out of Harvard, what I like about it is peer reviewed science. So if you have a situation where you can see now that they've discovered the telomeres, they've discovered the artificial mutation, which according to the Harvard scientists took place about 200,000 years ago. It matches perfectly with the ancient tablets coming out of Sumeria, where about 200,000 years ago, they genetically modified the first, successfully genetically modified the first Homo sapiens sapien, the Adama, which means first man, which came out of the womb of Isis, which started the generations of Isis, or the Genesis. The Genesis, which became Genesis, which is the beginning of the story of Homo sapiens sapien. There were people here before then, but they weren't perfected in terms of what these rulers wanted us to be able to do. Now they perfected the slave. Now they wanted to keep us enslaved for all eternity, but we're now breaking out of that. We just got to get out of it mentally.
How do you think Elon Musk ties into this?
Elon Musk is an interesting person. You know, I mean, you look at things that have been said about his company with a lot of lawsuits due to racism. I mean, there's been $3 million lawsuits won, settlements won. There's been hundreds of people suing for racism and discrimination at his companies. At the same time, then today I see him on with Swiss Beats and another rapper. You know, he's going to fund them for some project called Versus or whatever. So I really can't tell. I just know that his technology is interesting. His, you know, he has the electric car, which I think is not where humanity is. It's not our destiny for humanity. Electric cars are using forced child labor out of Africa in these illegal mines. It's well known, well documented, the lithium and the cobalt. We don't have the infrastructure to sustain electric cars. That's why they're all taking a dump. My friend at Mercedes-Benz said they can't even give away their electric cars over there. And I believe that the world is going to move into hydrogen. Hydrogen-powered cars, solid-state hydrogen fuel cells, which can charge in 5 minutes. Even my electric company in Florida, FPNL, Florida Power Electric Company, is moved already into hydrogen. So my electricity...
No, the Japanese are all... I totally agree. Hydrogen is the way to go. But I'm just, in general, why would then Musk be acting like he's a patriot? Because I'm not totally sold on Musk. He knows the old system's going down. He's trying to hedge his bets.
Well, you know, the guy's wise, man. I mean, he's made a lot of good moves in his life. I'm pretty sure he's made some mistakes here and there, but he's made a lot of good moves as well, you know, on the business side of things. He knows how to stay on the right side of history, of course, to keep his companies and corporations thriving. I think that the Optimus robot is going to save Tesla, because without Optimus, it'll die. And then he's got the Neuralink, which is probably going to help a lot of disabled people. I'm pretty sure at some point it'll become weaponized or tied into some fly-by-wire military craft, which is probably already happening. We just don't know about it. But he tried to stay on the right side of history to where, you know, he can monetize himself and keep his pockets.
Sure, so the fact that he knows that he's joining us means, whether he's good or bad, that means the globalists are going down. So how would you describe the globalists and where we are and what you think is going to happen next, like with this war with Russia and all of it?
Well, you know, this... They're just fighting to keep any kind of way to generate revenue from wars. That's really what it comes down to. And all this stuff is controlled and pre-planned, including this whole Russia-Ukraine war, this Israel, a war in Palestine. This is all about generating a great deal of money, stealing land and stealing resources, just like it did in the ancient tablets. There's nothing changed. These are like the last two wars we can find to fight right now on the planet. Maybe there's one more with Taiwan, I'm not sure. But the next war is going to be in space. So they're going to take their little change that they can make from these right now. But the next big war is going to be a space war. They're going to take these UAPs that they've done, reverse engineered alien craft. They're going to do a Gulf of Tonkin incident again, like they did to launch the Vietnamese war. They're going to strike or hit or blow up a Navy vessel or something like that with one of these UAPs, claim it wasn't ours, claim it was an alien, and we have to be fearful of the aliens now because they can attack us, and then they're going to send trillions of dollars into black budget projects that have no congressional oversight, and they're going to take our money, and we're going to willingly give it to them because we're afraid
That's
of these
right.
aliens.
We can see the pre-programming for projects. We can see the pre-programming for Project Bluebeam.
Say that again?
We can see them hyping Project Bluebeam, alien thing.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They're hyping it all up. They're going to make a fake alien attack and siphon money into these private corporations where we can't get a FOIA. If we can't get a FOIA, we can't tell what the hell they're doing. And because we can't tell what they're doing, we know what they're doing behind the scenes. These poly tricksters are sitting behind the scenes, and these big CEOs of these corporate companies, they're all taking money behind the scenes and funding projects that most of them will never see the light of day. They may take 10, 15, 20 billion dollars and spread it between them. The rest of it goes into R&D, and a lot of the stuff never even develops. They keep planning, oh, we need a few more $1 billion to get it going, like they do with these private jets and so forth that they work on for 10 years and they never fly. And they just keep siphoning money from the American public over and over again. And then they go, oh, it's a lost leader. We're going to try something new. But meanwhile, they've taken in billions, sometimes trillions of dollars, and they split it up between them all. That's what's happening with the global elites. They're making money.
No, I agree with you. You're very impressive in your understanding. So what woke you up? Like, talk about yourself. What got you to understand all this? Because, but people need to know the process of how you woke up, because that's important.
Yeah, well, it goes back to 1977, man. I was 1977. I was in Miami, Florida. I was 7 years old. I was looking up at the sky. I saw something flying over my house that didn't look like an airplane. And we lived next to the airport. We lived next to the Opa-locka Airport, which is still there till this very day. And I knew that this thing wasn't a plane because it didn't have a tail, wing, fuselage, windows, or anything. It was more like an egg, a little bit longer than an egg. And it was like glowing metal, and it was silent. And it cleared the horizon in seconds, not minutes. I went right away to my school, Rainbow Park Elementary. I got all the encyclopedias, the original Google, on aerospace. And I started researching swept wing, delta wing, ballistics, intercontinental ballistics, hovering devices, you name it. I kind of became a quasi-aerospace historian just from researching that technology. That led me down another rabbit hole of black budget and the SR-71 and all this other stuff. And then it just led me into kind of, quote-unquote, what we call conspiracies. But I became a conspiracy realist. I never let it become a fanatic in my mind. But it just took me down these rabbit holes, and that connected technology to ancient civilizations, and ancient civilizations led me into ancient history, and I was able to combine the two things and connect a lot of dots along the way over many eons of years of research between the dichotomy of the two areas, and realize we're living in a civilization that was created by elite oligarchs eons ago, and their system that they put in place is still running the planet till this very day. That's basically how I woke up. I woke up starting off as a little kid, realizing something was off.
I totally agree. I mean, there's a famous saying. It's been said so much, no one knows who first said it, but the future's here. It's just not equally distributed. So there's breakaway civilizations, and we're kind of living like feudalists in our own little backwater, but the future's already moved forward.
Yes, absolutely. Listen, human beings on this planet are the prisoners, but we're also the prison guards. We have the Agent Smith effect that takes over somebody. As soon as you start talking like we're talking now to somebody, all of a sudden you'll see their countenance change. They'll kind of shake. Another entity will pop into their body. And the next thing you know, they want to shut you up, shut you down, change the subject.
I've seen that myself. I described it. Well, what is that?
That's the Agent Smith effect, man, from the Matrix. You know, we're in a Matrix, man. We're living in a program Matrix. I mean, this is a divine Matrix, but you still have the balance of good and evil. I mean, in the Bible, it says, you know, in the book of Isaiah, it says in a chapter of Isaiah 46, I believe it says, I create the good and I create the evil. Do what I say, it the Lord. So there's good and evil that permeates this entire universe. There's no way to escape it. So, you know, that's what it is. It's this evil energy that wants to stop us from progressing. But in the end, light always wins, because I'm sitting in a well-lit room right now. I can't inject any darkness, even if I have a dark thought, into this room to make this room dim. But if I turn all the lights off and turn on my cell phone light, all the darkness will flee from that light instantaneously. So it shows the power that light has over darkness. So all we have to do is vibrate into light, and we can take back control of our lives.
No, I agree. So let me ask you this. What do you think about Trump in the election?
Oh, it's really interesting. I mean, obviously, what they did to him, they just pretty much guaranteed his success. I mean, so he's probably going to become president now. You know, it's pretty interesting.
Do you think there's some Hegelian dialectic behind him? Because I know the left that hates him hates me. They're really attacking us. It's a real attack. But is there a larger force behind that wants Trump in?
It's possible. If you look back into the ancient past, you discover something. They call themselves the ordainers of destiny, a small group of these people, of these elite beings. And they would literally make a plan to see what humans they wanted to have in power and how they were going to ordain it by making small moves and influencing people in different ways and influencing systems in different ways to create the outcome that they desired. To what agenda and to what end, nobody really understands. In ancient Egypt, they were called the Hathors, all right? And so you see these people across different time periods. They were influencing in political and economics and other areas as well to create different outcomes, and they called themselves ordainers of destiny. So there could be some influence going on behind the curtain that we just don't understand.
No, I'm telling you, but Satan has his ordainers, but God is in full control. Because I know this. Like, I'm not in control of the devil. I love God. I love freedom. I love justice. But I know that there's forces behind me, no matter what they do, that always win. And that's not the bad guys. The bad guys are trying to defeat me, but it's like a joke by the good force because it's like, it's a game.
Yeah. Well, when you're at a high frequency, man, you know, they can try to slow you down a little bit. They can blindside you every now and then, but they'll never stop you. You know, they came for you hard, man, but you're still here. You're still fighting, brother. You're still doing it, you know? And so when you have that mindset and understand, like, okay, you know, people attack me all the time on social media, online and whatever, make up all these crazy stories. They may try to slow me down a little bit. They may blindside me, but they can never stop me. And because I know the power that's in me, and I know the divine energy that I have, and I know how to walk in my power, I know how to convey that power to the world, there's nothing they can do to take people like us down. And I mean absolutely nothing. They will never
stop us. That's right, because when they know you got it, which we have God on our side, we're not special, just God chose us, they attack us, don't give us more energy as long as we don't give up.
Right, exactly. It's the test, man. How bad do you want to be able to do this? How bad do you want to free humanity? How bad do you want to help the world? How bad do you want to help humanity? Are you in this just for fame? Are you just trying to, you know, get some notoriety? We get kicked, you know, all in the gut sometimes, but we keep going. But that shows that we're here for the right reason, for the right purpose. It's not about the money.
Powerful.
It's not
about, you got to come back on for 2-hour commercial free. 2-minute closing comment. I love you, brother. Powerful interview.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Look, I love everyone, man. I think humanity needs to understand one thing. We're like a baby trying to learn how to walk. A baby will stand up, take a couple steps, and it will fall. But guess what? Don't be afraid when the baby falls. The fall is going to be a natural thing, but the baby will pull itself up and take a few more steps. It'll look like it's got it down pat. It'll fall again. Don't be surprised by that second fall. We will rise, and we will learn how to walk. Walking is a series of controlled falls. That's the actual definition. And humanity will learn how to walk, and then we'll learn how to run.
We still got a minute and a half left. What else you want to tell people?
Well, I have a brand new series called Anunnaki, Ancient Secrets Revealed. It's my brand new docu-series available on Forbidden Knowledge TV with the number 4. So if you go to Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, look up for the Forbidden Knowledge TV app. I also have a brand new book called Fractal Holographic Universe. It's a book about the matrix that we're living in, this divine matrix and how it's coded and made. It's number 1 in fractal mathematics. It's number 1 in quantum theory and number 4 in science and philosophy. And you can just look up my name, Billy Carson, on any platform. All of my stuff will pop up. And I've got many, many series out there right now that teach people how to love themselves, how to love each other, and to inspire and help mankind. So thank you for the opportunity.
Well, Billy Carson, really, God is with you. Join me again.
Thank you.
You pick the time. The next few weeks, Saturday, Sunday are great because those are huge days. There's less viewers but less competition. Those are the biggest shows. Come on for 2 hours commercial free. Send us a whole list of stuff you want to play. I really feel good talking to you, and I appreciate you, brother. So glad you came on with us, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you. Love you, man.
One more time. What are the websites, the books? How do they get it?
The website is 4 with the number 4, forbiddenknowledge.com, and the streaming TV app is 4 with the number 4, Forbidden Knowledge TV app. You can get it on Roku, Samsung TV, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, or the web at 4bk.tv. And then you can just actually get the app, get a free subscription there, free trial, watch shows. You can also watch my new show, Billy Carson Uncensored, which does not require any subscription at all.
Look forward to talking to you again, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I got a few final comments. Then hour number 4 coming up with special guest, Drew Hernandez. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Wow, that was powerful. Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil. At InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
people have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world that will give men a chance to work. That will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You know, for me, it's not about who has the credit for one of America, one of the world's most ancient important civilizations, Africa. But I've read the Egyptology. I've seen the real numbers. They're out there if you research it. And they go dig up the mummies and they're like, well, this dynasty's African and this dynasty's white. This dynasty's Arab, and this dynasty's black, and this dynasty's a mix of people. It's exactly what the last guest, Billy Carson, said, is it was a capital. And there were groups battling over control of that capital who believed they were in contact with God's emissaries. And the Old Testament says that, too. So it's just amazing. It's absolutely amazing to know the history of this and to know the globalists know our real history, and they're keeping it from us, trying to keep what our real destiny is. We're all special, whether you're Anglo or African or Asian. And there's only three groups. Everybody's a mix of that. They do the genetic testing on like tribes in southern Mexico that are 100% Native American and they're Chinese. Their genetics, you know, whenever they came over. I mean, this is amazing stuff. We're all humans and we were all brought together in Egypt. Because they dig up the bodies. They're like, well, why is this dynasty this color? This dynasty is that color. And everybody debates over what color they were. They were all the colors. There was all the people. Like he said, Asian, they dug up Asian pharaohs. Like, what is that? There was a big thing going on in Egypt, folks, and in other areas of the Middle East. The Middle East is the center of all this. It's beyond fascinating. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible to think about where humanity comes from and how old we really are and what our plans are. All right, Drew Hernandez, I love Drew. He's about to take over. It's all part of God's plan. But please understand, I'm taking on the CIA and the Justice Department, the New World Order. And I'm not like some badass, like arrogantly saying that, like, yeah, screw you, I'm taking you on, I'm beating your ass. No, I'm weak compared to these people with their power, but through God, I'm strong. And through you supporting us, I'm strong. So I need you to decide, hey, this guy's fighting for freedom. Plus, this guy's great products. I'm going to go to InfoWarsStore.com with a big 40% off summer kickoff sale for all the great products. And now X2 back in stock. Maybe your last chance to get it. And all the other great products, the Ultimate Fish Oil and Vaso Beats and Ultra 12 and DNA Force Plus and Bodies, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. But separately, my dad's company that's been here 13 years, made all the supplements. And they kicked the supplements out the last few years when they took this over. And we've taken it back now. DonnerJonesNaturals.com. And now they've got the highest quality colloidal silver for 57% off. That's a barn burner. $12 a bottle for 30 parts per million colloidal silver. Next Level Foundational Energy. The multivitamin. Top Brain. Rocket Rest. The Nano Silver products. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. I know in a sea of advertisers, in a sea of stuff, you're like, one more ad. It's not one more ad. These ads and these products fund rebellion against tyranny, and it's your choice to go there and experience how amazing Rocket Rest is with all these super strong compounds, give you some of the deepest, cleanest sleep. It's so good for your whole body and immune system you've ever experienced. drjonesnaturals.com and TurboForce. 10-hour clean energy is now only available at drjonesnaturals.com. So go to drjonesnaturals.com and get Turbo Force and support us. My dad's company is a great sponsor in the fight against tyranny. Turbo Force, exclusively available, 43% off. I should have had that. You know it's about to sell out at drjonesnaturals.com. And while you're there, get some Nano Silver Super Blue Toothpaste. Get some Rocket Rest. Get some Cabachill. When you're at drjonesnaturals.com, and I humbly thank you for keeping me in the fight because that's my mission. We've already had such an incredible effect. We've already changed the world together. Imagine what we can do in the future together if you just share the article, share the videos, pray for us, and buy the products at drjonesnaturals.com. All right, I'm going to end my part of the live transmission. Drew Hernandez is going to take over the next 55 minutes. And then Owen Schroyer, the Cuck Destroyer, 3 p.m. Central in 55 minutes from now, the War Room, Infowars.com/show. The link will be up at Real Alex Jones. It's up to you to share the link. Thank you for your support. I humbly thank you all. God bless. We'll be right back. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
All righty, InfoWarriors, you are now watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, and all praise to our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is King for another day of life for us individually as human beings, but also another day to fight for InfoWars within the InfoWar. Obviously, by God's grace, we are still here in this fight within the InfoWar, pressing on until God calls it. But until that happens, we are going to continue on into the future. And, you know, I've been talking about this on my shows, on Drew Hernandez Live, or wherever else you may be catching me hosting. Is honestly, what are we about to face in the next couple months, not only leading into the November 2024 election, if it is a free and fair election, we'll see, but even after that, I think it's pretty clear at this part of the election year that they are attempting to throw Trump in a jail cell. And if we get Trump in a jail cell, obviously he will not be able to be on the campaign trail. He's already not able to be fully on the campaign trail because of the lawfare and because of the court dates and because of all of this garbage that's keeping him distracted and disarmed from being on the campaign trail. But if they don't put him in a cell, which might be a little more complicated than one might realize, I definitely think they might put him on house arrest for sure. There's no doubt in my mind. Putting Trump, on house arrest is definitely, probably most likely where they're going to go. Now, that's just my analysis. That's just my prediction. I'm not giving you a thus says the Lord. I'm just saying it makes the most sense to me, because there are many different avenues they can go. They could launch another bioweapon. They could launch, at the same time, simultaneously, mass race riots before. They could launch World War III before. Just a total nuclear exchange, in Europe or any other part of the world. And what we can clearly see is we may not even have an election. They might just shut this entire thing down, roll in the mass mail-in ballots, or just call a total nationwide national emergency, shut everything down. That is definitely a path they can go down. But one thing that I've been thinking about a lot, and I think I've mentioned it here on the Alex Jones Show a couple times, is, well, what if the too big to rig theory is correct? What if we actually get that W? What if they just allow it? What if they are looking forward to a mass destabilizing event through that path, with all of these narratives that have come together that we've seen being woven over the years, right? Starting with Trump is a Nazi, Trump supporters are a Nazi, they're white supremacists. Fast forward to Charlottesville after that. See, we told you, he's even defending the Nazis. He's even defending the white supremacists. Fast forward even to just January 6th, that op that was ran. Then they officially have their event to point to. See, this is worse than Pearl Harbor. This is worse than 9/11. Right-wing MAGA Republican extremist terrorists, correct? And we could see very clearly that this has been a woven narrative, especially post-2020, right? Like I said, J6 and those that deny the death jab, those that deny the forced vaccines and death jabs. We've seen this in various different parts of the world where citizens in New Zealand, Australia, different parts of planet Earth, where citizens and societies were encouraged to report those that defy, or not only even defy the lockdowns, but express a displeasure, right? Like this is how far they'll go. And this is why they have a God complex, because they want to control the conscience of human beings, just your thoughts. But, you know, George Orwell, 1984, thought crimes, thought criminals, right? This is the whole idea, because they, in their own minds, view themselves as the gods of the future, masters of the future, of the universe, of the past, the current, and the future. And as I said, even post the lockdowns, we saw that. We saw that they wanted, and they did in most cases, they imprisoned people. They sent authorities to storm their households, encouraging others to sell out those that expressed displeasure on social media, or literally just having conversations in real time with human beings. I don't like the lockdowns. I don't think we should be doing this. I think it's a bunch of garbage. See, it's not even about complying. Not even about that. It's not about complying physically, even with your real intent sheltered and hidden. That's not what these people want. They don't want, they want a total 100% obedience, allegiance, a bow to the authoritarian machine. Not just a physical posture. They want the posture of your heart. They want the posture of your spirit. They want the posture of your intellect to be completely in submission to this narrative, to this machine, and to these agendas. And so all that to say is, when you see the trajectory that we currently are on right now, and we see that they know that their backs are up against the wall, because yes, I will argue that the populist movement, you have Alex Jones speaking at Turning Point events, which I'm totally happy for Alex doing, but my God, did it really take Alex Jones and InfoWars being deplatformed? Did it really take Alex Jones possibly losing his entire livelihood and massive lawfare launched against him to be totally annihilated? Did it take Owen Schroyer to be thrown in a damn jail cell to finally be invited on these stages? Well, I mean, better late than never, and I'm happy to see Alex Jones on platforms speaking to the masses. I am very happy for that, because it's needed and it's necessary. But it goes to my point to say that, unfortunately, you know, that's human behavior. Human behavior doesn't want to listen to truth from the beginning. Human behavior wants to do things their way, thinking they could attain and accomplish the results only God and the truth can accomplish. And unfortunately, sometimes human beings, they have to see the error of their ways. And so I think that's just another example of that. And like I said, the message, I mean, it's just, it's crazy to see how we have like these organizations that barely scratch the surface, that have been, you know, fighting this fight for what, the past 6 years, and Alex has been fighting this fight for the past 30 years before these people have been in diapers, gatekeeping whether or not the man could speak. But, you know, it is what it is. Also, it's a testament to the momentum shifting. The tide is changing. It is a testament that America is, and the world is, experiencing not only just a political, but a spiritual realignment, as Alex Jones has been saying. And I think you're going to continue to see this. You're going to continue to see a resurgence of patriots within spaces that were forbidden maybe 6 or 7 years ago. And the reason why you're going to continue to see this is because the more and more that these global elites, these foreign powers, the Israel lobby, the Ukraine lobby, and you got Iran, and you got the CCP, you got all of these foreign entities, right? And this globalist machine that all comes together. They all come together. That's what globalism is. Okay, that's biblical. That is Antichrist, New World Order, end times events. It is a global unification that is not supposed to happen, that ends up happening, that is energized by Lucifer. It comprises of different races, different creeds, different religions, different beliefs, all unifying under one man, all energized by Lucifer and Satan himself. And that is the trajectory that we find ourselves continually on. That's why I firmly believe that it's pretty clear. I think I firmly believe that it's pretty clear that as of right now, that is the trajectory we are currently on. A push for globalism, a push for this humanistic slash Luciferian attack, the Bible and anything that resembles God movement collectively of human beings, right? And so when you come out and you talk about a unification of humans, you got to really clarify what you mean by that, because in the end time scenario, the unification of humans, unified and empowered by Satan, will be led by the Antichrist. The defining factor here is Christ is king. Okay. The eternal factor here is Christ is king. Okay. Human beings in our fallen state, we are not going to live forever. To the opposite, everything that Lucifer does is counterfeit. Everything that Satan does is counterfeit. It's a fake, false model of what God is, who God is, and what God does. God is eternal. God has the keys. Christ himself, God in human flesh, he claimed many times, I am the water of life. I am the bread of life. He is eternal life, right? I am the resurrection, right? He is eternal. And that's why the resurrection of Jesus Christ is so imperative to the Christian faith, because if that event did not happen, Jesus Christ, which is a historical human being, if he did not die and rise from the grave, well, Christianity, according to the Apostle Paul, is useless. It's dead. It's meaningless. He's just another religious revolutionary figure. But what separates him from all of humanity and human history is that Jesus Christ, God in human flesh, was born, lived, died, buried, rose from the grave. People have been resurrected before, but what separates Jesus even from that? He raises from the grave and he never dies ever again. Correct. As a human being, Jesus didn't rise from the grave as some kind of spirit, some kind of ghost, human. And so that's why the Jews killed him. That's why the Jews murdered him. You're not allowed to say that on college campuses any longer without some kind of, you know, little APAC Israeli hall monitor. Isn't that crazy? That's You know what I mean? That's literally in the legislation. There's going to be like an APAC Israel hall monitor trying to sniff out anti-Semitism. Where are those Christians? Are they saying the Jews killed Jesus? We're going to have to annihilate them and take them out. You know what I mean? It used to be like the hall monitors are trying to find the bad kids that are skipping class and making out in the hallways and fornicating in the bathrooms. No, now you got hall monitors that are seeking out and trying to smell out anti-Semitism. We're the anti-Semites. I've been appointed by APAC. I'm here to make sure that you are protected from those scary anti-Semites out there. My gosh, what a... It's just a joke at this point. You know, honestly, it's literally, and they wonder where all the stereotypes come from. Ridiculous. But anyways, that's a whole other conversation. I think it's ridiculous. Like, really? Right? Just like Thomas Massie exposed the other day with Tucker Carlson that Republicans literally have a little handler, a little APAC Israeli handler. Are you saying the right thing about Israel? Remember, Christian. We don't, you know, we as Israelis, we don't believe in your Christian God. We don't believe Jesus Christ is God in human flesh, but we're going to tell you what you need to say. We're going to give you and make sure you have the right viewpoint. Understand that? Okay? If not, you're done. That's crazy. There's literally like a little guy. There's a little guy running around DC. You know what I mean? There's like this designated little APAC little villain, dude. This little goblin. He's running around. He's just making sure all the Republicans are in line. I'm pretty sure Democrats have one too, right? He's just running around. He's the enforcer. He's the APAC enforcer, dude. He's just running around. He's putting all the Republicans in check. You make sure you say the right thing about Israel, because if you don't, Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be mad at you and God's going to curse you. Genesis 12. Genesis 12. Genesis 12. I'm distracting myself. Oh, by the way, if you're watching on X, at Real Alex Jones, at InfoWars, I forgot to share the link. I'll share it right now on the break. At Drew H Live, follow me right now. Share the transmission. Share the transmission. Share the transmission. Before I lose my train of thought, let me get back to the point. The point is this. The point is it's obviously abundantly clear that this is not about a human collective. Now, we are made in the image of God. We are mankind. We are human beings. We are God's creation. But from a biblical standpoint, we are fallen. Just blame your father Adam and your... And your feminist boss babe mentality mom Eve. That's where that comes from, by the way. All right? It literally comes from the garden. Why are males right now in 2024 so cucked out in beta? Well, I mean, just take a look at the fall of man. That was Adam. He was a cuck, he was a beta. Followed his wife that was following Satan. Like, oh wow. Couldn't take a stand against that, huh, Adam? Sound familiar? And of course, the woman leading the charge, totally blind, all emotional, obsessed over power. I want my job, my career and my job comes before God, my kids and my wife and my husband and my marriage. Just take the apple. Yeah, there's something God's keeping from me. Yeah, just follow the woman. Yeah, that's where that comes from. But, you know, the origins of this thing goes way back. And what people need to understand is that is according to, you look at the book of Romans, take a look at chapter 1-8. You see that whole dynamic that the apostle Paul rolls out. That creation has fallen. Sin has entered the world. The Adam. Now we have the new Adam, Jesus Christ. But sin has damaged the world. It's damaged the universe. It's why we are in a constant state of perpetual decay moving forward, but at the same time, we are deteriorating, right? Nothing lives forever. Nothing. Nothing in this universe will last or live forever. Nothing. Only the eternal Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they are eternal. And this is why we need them. This is why we need the gospel to access that eternal life, faith, repentance. Correct. So with that said, but that's why there is this mirroring when it comes to Satan. Because just like the last guest was mentioning, that they're, according to this globalist mentality, these are human beings, fallen human beings. And the Bible says there are no children of God outside of the born again. This is why Jesus even told Nicodemus, you must be born again. If anything, the Bible comes out and says you are children of Satan. The Bible calls you, if you're not born again, you're not a Christian, you are a child of wrath, sons and daughters of disobedience. Okay, that's the fundamental problem here. And that culture and that spirit, that's why the Bible also says the spirit of the Antichrist is already fully operational in the world. And that was written 2,000 years ago, right? And so this isn't a human collective. The total end game is to deceive humanity to band together to wage war against the Son of God, Psalms chapter 2. And so I say all that to say is the end game and the most imperative aspect of this war is your soul, is your spirit, is your eternal destination. Because the only way to truly ensure an eternal future is faith in Jesus Christ. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm not one of these like limp-wristed beta senior pastors that are like, oh, you know, Jesus is coming back in my lifetime. He said there would be days like this. Look how bad it is. Just sit back, shut up, and enjoy the show. Don't get involved in politics because that's divisive. That's so gay. If you're in a church, what a homosexual thing to say, honestly. Seriously, your pastor's probably a homosexual, just straight up. If you're in a church and your pastor preaches stuff like that, don't get involved in politics. That's divisive. It's divisive. Oh my God, it's so divisive. What are you talking about? Oh my gosh, dude. I just can't anymore. I can't with these people. I literally can't. They're cowards, they're betas, they're probably homosexuals, they're probably sodomites, and all they care about is their comfy little 501c3 salary, right? But, you know, as we take a look at the political landscape, and you have to take a look at the spiritual landscape, a lot of people are waking up to this reality. And with that point, I say is, no, that's not the type of Christian I am. I don't think that's the type of Christian we should be. Wow, things are bad, so we should just tap out and not fight for our future. Wow, the LGBTQ homosexual pedophiles, they're totally targeting all of our children. Well, Jesus said they'd be bad, so let's just not do anything. Let's not put up a fight. Oh, no man knows the day or the hour. Nobody knows. Jesus could come back in 5 seconds, 5 minutes, 500 years. We as Christians, you look at Ephesians 5, we are called not to partake in the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. We are called to expose. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. We are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men, correct? That they might see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. That means that you, as a born-again Christian, just by existing, the reality of your born again experience will expose darkness wherever you go. And only the born again Christians know what I'm talking about. No matter where you go, it doesn't matter where you are. You could be in a family environment. You could be out to dinner. You could be in a church environment. You could be in a political environment. It doesn't matter where you are. The Holy Spirit, He's in you. And when you're around things and you know they're wrong and you know the Bible and you know the truth and you know what's being said is inaccurate and you know what's being done is false and you know that there's something you must say, it burns. His word burns within you. It burns within you. You got to say something. It's the conviction. It's not a funny feeling. It's the reality because you know the truth. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And to deny that and to suppress that, doesn't matter what generation you're in. Doesn't matter if Jesus is going to come in 5 minutes and we all know about it. We are still tasked as Christians to expose and oppose evil at all times. That is our biblical charge. You see that throughout the entire scripture. especially in the New Testament. So to back down from that is total cuckery. I think that's cowardice. And the book of Revelation says cowards go to hell. So stop being a beta, dude. Honestly, we'll be right back. Share all the links.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, InfoWarriors, we are back. You are back. You've now breached the Matrix. You're watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Just getting these links out on X right now. Make sure to share this. At Drew H Live, at Real Alex Jones, at InfoWars. Right now, share the link, share the link. Tag me and I'll repost it. I'll repost it. Oh, and by the way, make sure to follow me, stay connected on Rumble. rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. You see that on the Chiron right below me. rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Follow me over there. I go live Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. We get based over there. It's fun. Some late night fun. You guys will love it. I promise. But if you're a cuck, I guarantee you probably won't like it. Probably, you know, probably hurt your feelings, but that's totally fine. All right. Back to the matter at hand. So I say all that to say, as I closed out the last segment, that when you're dealing with these powers and you're dealing with this demonic entity, that's what it is, you're going to see these parallels and this false parallel. You'll see this mirroring of who God is, what God does, what God says, all of that, because it's satanic. And as the last guest host was stating, that the global elites have an obsession with living forever. Okay, that's a God complex. All right? The globalist mindset has an obsession with living forever. You will see this throughout time. You will see this throughout various different races and empires that rise and fall. Their elites are always frantically, two things you see historically. You see a total obsession with obviously seizing power and dismantling any type of middle class, keeping a two-tiered system, elites at the top and peasants at the bottom. You see this obsession and this willingness through aggression, violence at all costs to not only seize power, but to withhold power, right? You see this through every single tyrannical empire that rises and falls. But also, you see this throughout human history. You take a look at the Egyptians, the list goes on, right? You see this obsession with the afterlife because it's one of the biggest questions that mankind has always asked themselves. What happens when we die? Where do we go when we die? What is the afterlife? And there are multiple interpretations through multiple religions, cults. But when it comes to the occult, this is where Lucifer will really step in and start to make these promises through technological advances or unknown wisdom outside of the current day civilization's understanding of their technological current standing, right? And it'll be presented through their higher. I mean, you take a look at throughout human history. I would argue in modern times, the past 100 years, that would have probably come through the scientific community. That would have probably come through the occult bleeding through and taking over the science community, the medical community. I mean, take a look at NASA. What the hell was NASA? You know what I mean? NASA's crazy to me. Bringing in Nazis and founding NASA and deceiving the United States of America to believe that this is an American achievement. American pride. Look at the flag on that shuttle. Yeah. Had no idea what was really going on. I mean, your government lies to you. But anyways, the point is you see this obsession with eternal life. Because I would argue that 99.9% of human beings' greatest fear is death. Or they're at least wondering about it, thinking about it, concerned about it. Life insurance, policies, inheritance. This transcends race. This transcends culture. This transcends generations. And so when the occult steps in, you will see this, right? I would, like I said, I argue the past 100 years, probably the science community, right? Demonic beings and the occult presenting itself to high IQ astrophysicists, nuclear fission, all of this that's been developing this past 100 years, where it's presented, right? Like the supernatural wisdom is presented as, well, these are the secrets of the universe to bring us to a greater technological breakthrough. Now, I would say in the modern day, That seems like the way to deceive our current generations the past 100 years. Just present doctrines of demons, these off-world entity ideas that present ideological, scientific, technological breakthroughs to human beings, get them to think that that's some kind of technologically advanced civilization or entity, when reality, it's fallen angels or demonic, right? But if you take a look at human history, you see this throughout different, just pick on the Egyptians or look at the Babylonians and King Nebuchadnezzar and why Daniel played such a huge role in that generation and culture. Why? Because he was seeking to interpret these crazy dreams he was experiencing. And who were his go-tos? His go-tos were what? The philosophers, the interpreters, the mediums, right? Those that are experts in the supernatural. Not so much the technological, right? But those that are the experts in the supernatural. So you kind of see this throughout human history, which I find interesting, right? Like the higher, those that are viewed in high esteem are like those that are engaged in witchcraft or engaged in interfacing mediums, with engaging with off-world spirits, right? In the context of religion, like those are seen, right? The interpreters, the fortune tellers, right? Like those are the ones we look to as super, right? As advanced. But now we live in this age where you look at, right? Physicists, you look at scientists. I think this is why the CDC, and this is why the global elites have harnessed the CDC, have harnessed the World Health Organization. They harness the experts within your government. They harness the experts in whatever it is that appears. This is why they tell you, trust the science, trust the science, trust the science, trust the science, right? That's what they're currently hijacking. I mean, how the hell does a loser like Bill Gates end up the damn spokesperson in the medical community for vaccines? How the hell does that happen? Because that is the current vehicle to communicate to this current generation that those are the experts of your day. Not the mediums, not the fortune tellers, not those that perform witchcraft or the occult. No, they're not the experts. No, the experts are in the scientific community, the medical community. The experts are here, and that's where all of these demonic ideas are being pushed to. Trust Planned Parenthood. They're the medical experts. All of these depopulation agendas could be tied to exactly what I'm talking about. You really think about it. And I think that's intentional. Because this current generation, because we've experienced technological leaps, we've experienced technological breakthroughs, right? And so it makes sense to me that these next big deceptions will come in the form of a technological leap or advancement, but it's all demonic in origin. I hope that makes sense to people, but because that's what I've been experiencing. That's what I've been discerning as I watch the world unfold around me. But with that said, this is what leads me to conclude where we are right now, especially with just a few months out from this election. When this entity that is obsessed with seizing and withholding power at all costs, and you have this death cult that is obsessed with eternal life and attempting to achieve that at all costs. And that's why you have this climate change death cult. It all ties in, man. They're all false prophets. It all ties in. The climate change death cult at the heart of it, not the elites at the top. Maybe some of them. Some of them might buy into it. Some of them might actually believe. And I think that's correct, right? You got like these Hollywood elite useful idiot retards that are running around preaching the climate change false prophecies. Some of them, yes, they believe that we are on the verge of the end of the world. And this is why they believe that they, because they are super mega stars, right? Because humanity props these damn people up, gives them a God complex. Of course they're going to think that they believe that we, the peasants that don't make millions of dollars a year, literally acting and being fake for a living, right? That get propped up on a damn pedestal that looks down upon us. That's why these people are called stars, because they're looking down on us. Of course these people are going to think in a doomsday scenario, well, there's something special about me and there's nothing special about you, because I'm the one with fame, glory, millions of dollars, and you're the peasant down there. So yes, I shall survive. I shall continue to use jumbo jets. I shall continue to have jumbo yachts. I shall continue to have a carbon footprint. And you, the peasant, will die to ensure that me, the special elite, can go forward into the future of humanity, because there's obviously something special about me that needs to partake in the rebuilding of mankind in the future. Makes total. This is why I tell people, stop propping up celebrities. Like, the celebrity culture breeds this mentality in these people, and you wonder why they look down on you like a damn dog, piece of garbage, something expendable. Like Fauci and his damn beagles. You know what I mean? Fauci, like how Fauci views beagles, that's how they view you. Okay? Straight up. But, so some of them, yes, they feel entitled to this future and this utopia and this new world order, but it's all stemmed in this fear of death, right? It's all stemmed in this fear of losing life. And so if you take a look at, I mean, I'm just speculating, these demonic powers and Lucifer, that's where you step in and you offer a solution to a desperate, absolutely dangerous and willing, that's anti-God culture, and they'll just embrace it. They'll receive it like it's nothing, like it's absolutely nothing. They will. And this is why I'm like, yeah, man, I think this is how the mark of the beast, the Antichrist, all of this, everything I'm telling you right now, you could see how it will unfold in the Bible. The whole world, God will send a strong delusion. They'll accept the Antichrist. They will hail this man as a worldwide globalist, human unifying peacemaker. And so you gotta, like, this is it, man. Like, we are obviously living in the end times. No man knows the day or the hour, but discernment levels must be, like, your discernment alert must, I mean, as a Christian, should always be just, you know, if 10 is the max, it should be at just maxed out at 10 all the time. But I think it's clear that we are witnessing that, and we are experiencing this psychological, spiritual takeover and hijacking, that is making these people more dangerous, because they are open to Luciferianism. They don't even try to hide it anymore. They're pushing after school Satan clubs on children. It's just out in the open. They're not trying to hide it. They're unapologetic. They hate God. They want nothing to do with any form of morality whatsoever. And that's going to create a vacuum. And something's got to fill that. And what's filling that right now is Satan, doctrines of demons. And we are seeing the result. We're not seeing the symptoms of that. I'll just pick on America. We're not seeing the symptoms of that. We are seeing the results of that very thing. And so I say that all to say that we are dealing with a desperate, dangerous collective and entity that goes far beyond communism, that goes far beyond socialism, that goes far beyond Democrat, Republican. You got both parties hijacked in this country, in this nation. You are dealing with a total group that is open to being manipulated. They are open to this. They are open to being manipulated. They are open to being puppets of these demonic beings. Now, however, this is why I brought up this seismic shift and that Alex has been calling a realignment, because we've seen this in Europe the past few weeks. They're all saying it's the far right is making gains and they're all losing their minds. No, it's just humanity. Call far right, call whatever you want. That's fine. I don't care. Call whatever you want. It is a resurgency of truth, of freedom, and people that are pushing back against this tyrannical system that is satanic in origin, that wants to hijack the free will of mankind. Because that's what's happening here. And it's happening here in America as well. We are seeing the resurgence. We are seeing the comeback. We are seeing the pushback. That's why they have gotten so aggressively hostile and they've accelerated, right? Steve Bannon, they're throwing in jail. Alex Jones, InfoWars, they've accelerated that. They've already put Owen Schroyer in a damn jail cell. They've already tried to go after Roger Stone. He needed a pardon. And I personally think they're going to put Trump on house arrest. I mean, did you guys see that campaign video? I don't know if it came out last night or sometime yesterday. I don't know when it came out. Or I don't know if it was a campaign video, but it was Big Mike encouraging people to vote. I don't know if the team might be able to find that. It's on my X. Just scroll down like twice. You'll see it. You cannot convince me that that is a woman. Dude, there's just no way. There's no way. Look, they're rolling out Big Mike, dude. They are getting ready to roll out Big Mike. Big Mike is telling people to get ready and you got to vote and you got to participate and you got to engage because the whole world and democracy is on the line. And they're getting ready to activate Big Mike. I think Roger Stone might be right. I think we might, we're what, a week away from the debate between Joe Biden and Trump? I think they'll allow the debate to happen so they can use it as an excuse to say, okay, this is it. He's done. We can't do this anymore. We can't. Joe has become a liability because he's actually, Joe Biden is red pilling people right now. He literally is. I can't tell you how many normies and family members I speak to and they're like, did you see Joe Biden the other day? Is he even alive? That guy's like dead. How the hell is he the president? I mean, literally Joe Biden is red pilling more people than Donald Trump, than Alex Jones and Drew Hernandez or Nick Fuentes. Joe Biden is the ultimate red pill right now. All you got to do is sit back and watch him. I'm being serious. I'm not trying to be funny. All you got to do is sit there and watch Joe Biden walk. Red pill instantly. Oh yeah, that's your president right there. Fun, isn't it? Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And then they tell you that Trump is Adolf Hitler and the SS is coming to enslave everybody. But yeah, that guy right there that could barely walk, he's the answer. You see what I'm saying? So Joe Biden is a liability. I think we'll probably get this debate and that'll be it. I think they'll finally pull the plug. Joe will probably go into hiding all of July. And then they'll start preparing to roll out Big Mike. I think they'll probably go with Big Mike in August. Because DNC, the convention's in August, right? I think I have that right. They'll probably roll Big Mike out. I just have this vision in my mind of like a mix between like the Democrat Party are preparing Big Mike in like a lab somewhere. I have this, remember 50 Cent's, remember 50 Cent's video from the club, but he's like in like a hospital. It's like aftermath. You got Dr. Dre and Eminem are like, they're like working on 50 Cent. Like he's the new like creation to come out of aftermath and just dominate the whole world. Like some kind of Terminator model, right? I just have this vision of Big Mike, you know, like you got Obama, you got all these globalists, you got all these people in like a medical setting. They're programming, they're getting Big Mike ready. They're shooting Big Mike up with all kinds of steroids. The veins are like popping out of the neck. You know what I mean? Like a mixture of that and the Manchurian Candidate. The movie with Denzel Washington. Obviously there's an OG movie, but I have that in my mind when I think about Big Mike being prepared You know what I mean? They're shooting up Big Mike's genitals. You know, just like pumping that thing up like Austin Powers. They're getting them ready, dude. They're getting them ready. But listen, all jokes aside, I think that's coming. It would solve a lot of problems because Trump is gaining the black vote and Latino vote. And I don't think Big Mike getting 4 years or 8 years in the White House is what they want. You would instantaneously have another 8 years of Barack Obama. Literally, instantaneously, you will have 8 years of Barack Obama. And unfortunately, woke black people will always be more loyal to skin color than truth, their bank account, or anything else. They will always be more loyal to skin color in a political activist environment. And if you ask me, if I'm the Democrat Party, you don't go with a Gavin Newsom. You don't go with a Kamala Harris. You go with Big Mike, because then you literally, I'm not talking about the old Biden regime and Barack Obama calling the shots from down the street. No, I'm talking about you will literally have Barack Obama in the White House if they go with Big Mike. And at the same time, Barack Obama could still draw a crowd. I'm going to be honest with you guys. He can still draw a crowd. He is their golden calf. He is their savior. The first black POTUS. That is their crown achievement. Barack Obama is the Democrat Party's literal chief slave, dude. Literally. That dude is their chief slave. woke black people don't even realize that. That guy has a thought of his own. If they go with Big Mike, you will literally and simultaneously, if they put Trump on house arrest, Trump won't be able to campaign. He won't be able to campaign. Let's just say we do get a free and fair election, right? Trump won't be able to campaign in the battleground states. He'll be stuck in Mar-a-Lago. And whoever his VP is, better bring it. I'm going to be honest, whoever Trump's VP pick is right now should literally start preparing to campaign and carry the torch for Trump now. Because if they put Trump on house arrest, he can't go anywhere. While at the same time, if you have Big Mike campaigning and then you have Barack Obama campaigning elsewhere, because that's on the ticket, not just showing up in support as an endorsement. Because we know what a Big Mike presidency is. So I don't know. You guys let me know if you're tuning in on X. Let me know in the comments, at me, tag me. If you're watching on Rumble or Band.video. We'll see. We shall see. And even if does Trump win by some miracle, I don't think these people are going to certify this election. Then all hell is really going to break loose and we'll see what happens then. We shall see what happens then. But through all of this, in the midst of all of this, we have to maintain our faith and stability in Christ, in God, because Christ is King and we continue to oppose and expose. I think they want a violent revolution. And if we give that to them, you're going to see a full scale launched martial law tyranny on America entirely. So we shall see in the coming weeks. My name is Drew Hernandez. This is the fourth hour, the conclusion of the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. The War Room is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Follow me on rumble.com/Drew Hernandez and on X at Drew H Live. Share the links. Don't go anywhere because the legendary War Room is up next.
We take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it,
Well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you are having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.